celebrating 3 years of bringing you the very best in LGBT talk programming. This is
Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening. It is Tuesday in the heart of Central Phoenix. This is The Show with Clayton McKee. That is me, alongside my friends Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins, and joining us this week,
hello,
the one and only Miss Barbara Seville.
Hello.
Kind.
Terrible.
Get closer.
No, it's my allergies.
Now. Conveniently, she's ill.
We'll get the school nurse to help.
Just to go sit in the corner. You miss Miss Richard, you'll be fine. Anywho, as I said, Barbara Seville, Richard Stevens joining us this week in studio as Katie June is doing something with HRC, if I'm not mistaken, or Equality Arizona. I've forgotten.
Or yoga.
Something. No.
Or is she meeting the president?
She already did that earlier today.
That goddamn baby.
I don't know if she met him, but goddamn baby. Wow, really? We're going to rip on Palmer this early?
Piper, her little girl.
No, Palmer is the child's name.
Oh, right. Piper is Dusty's dog.
And also an airplane.
Parker's Rosie O'Donnell's. We should make a list of all the names and who they really belong to.
And how we're going to forget them or fuck them up later. Right, Marty?
Oh, exactly.
That's right. Ernie says hi.
Hello,
I'm sure she does.
Ernie.
No, but Katie June was at the President Obama's visit here in Ahwatukee, which is a suburb south of Phoenix. Actually, it's Phoenix proper, but anyway, she was there today with some other people, and then actually, I didn't realize this. Obama flew from here to L.A. He is on the Tonight Show with Leno this evening. So.
Well, he was going to do our show, I heard.
Well, we don't take guests.
Well, no, we just don't have another chair.
I ain't got time for that.
We don't have time. No.
Can you imagine if he had to sit in with us and what they would not permit to go out?
Too well, sweet.
Yeah, but that's nice. Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah. I know what you're after.
Is it a vodka? Like, is it a wine? What is
it? It's a wine.
It's a wine. Well, I'll have no interest in it.
It's delightful.
What do you do?
That's it a smells
nice,
good.
That's a
look at the legs on that. And I don't mean clean.
I'm not sure what that even means.
Don't smell the microphone. It smells a little like Katie's partner.
It smells like smells like a paper bag.
And he doesn't mean Kelly. Sean was the last one there.
I'll write that down. Katie's partner. Mike Smell. I'm going to write that down.
Like
hashtag Katie's partner.
I like it.
Well, now, Richard, you brought a beverage, but I don't think it's an alcoholic beverage.
No, it's an iced tea.
I have
that as well.
We have other libations in the fridge in Studio
A. Do you want to spike that? Can we dress that up for you?
I'm going to Irish it up.
Okay.
There you go.
Fair.
No offense.
No,
you're
going to
put a potato in it?
Oh, I have a story with the potato coming up. Oddly.
I'm so excited.
Isn't that funny how you segue? Nice. Yeah, that weird.
Whiskers is with us.
Oh, good. Oh, there he is. I do see him in
the Q Talk chat room.
Yes, it is. Yeah, you can join us live in the chat room by going to the Q Talk America page at the banner at the top of that page. Oh. You'll notice join chat or enter chat live. What?
May I go see if anyone's at the front door?
Well, sure.
Did you just periodically go look at the
did
front
you hear?
Door?
Because otherwise you should have locked it when you...
I did.
Okay.
I just saw something on that.
Oh, on what? On your phone?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we're already off.
Oh, no. She's so silly.
Perhaps someone has delivered roses to me?
Perhaps.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
No, okay.
If it's ticking, we're all leaving.
And we're creeping up on Whisker's birthday on the 11th.
Oh, Whiskers.
I think I'm correct. I think how old is
she going to be?
11th. I have no idea.
He doesn't tell us. That's all right.
Oh, it's a man?
Yeah.
Oh, because I had an aunt, Whiskers.
David Riker. His name is David Riker. He's a friend of ours. And I didn't know his name one day. I just called him Whiskers and it stuck. Don't know
I used to call him Nervous Nancy, but he's not as nervous anymore.
I don't know.
What do you
think? That was me. I couldn't get into the chat room.
Aaron just texted me.
Oh.
And I didn't.
Is she at the front gate? Did somebody lock the front gate? Are you parked in front?
I came in the front.
Okay, well, I don't know. Anyway, for Al-Qaeda trying to find us, go through the front gate.
Can you take the This Is Yemen sign off the front door, please?
Yes. It was supposed to be with a J. This is Jammin. But it didn't
work
out.
I was trying to dress for the terror alert, but they don't give me the colors anymore.
I may have to get up again.
Did you guys plan the green shirts? Because you both are
it's
sort of
good. I like that.
I've been wearing.
Barbara has on because I'm through the jacket.
Well, some guy. On the way here, as Barbara was freezing for some reason, there was a. Did you know the guy on the sidewalk? walk?
No, but I appreciate the way that you bolted and left me behind.
Every woman for themselves. Some guy was walking on the sidewalk screaming, look at me, you in the pink. Because you got a pink shirt on.
That was, scared me.
Yeah, well, it should have. And you're by the VA hospital, for God's sake.
So he left you.
Yeah.
It scared me.
He really
me.
Did. He bolted.
I did. Screw it.
You didn't feel like looking at him anymore?
No, I was good. It said cross, and I did, and I left.
Bye.
Lucky we're lucky to have Barbara with us. Yeah.
Lucky to be alive.
Well,
it's
I'm
good
glad
to be here.
It's good to be anywhere, I would venture to guess.
Good
well,
to have you.
As we typically do at the beginning of our little celebration of weekly gathering, we go around the table and find out what people are up to. Barbara, you're in Katie's spot, and that's where we normally start. So how's your week been, Babs?
It's good. My week is good.
Now, I know you have something to promote only because you're Barbara Seville. Number two, AIDS Walk is upon us in the near future. So what's on the docket?
So we started that this weekend. We had our first meeting, and we have some new talent and some new exciting ideas.
Now, are we still going with the wonderful 100, or are we going to go for the wonderful 100. 200 this year?
Well, we've never gotten that far with we're still going. We're doing 100.
How about
people.
The wonderful 110?
The wonderful 1
well, we had like 110, 120. But AIDS Walk is October 20th, and we're excited about it.
I'm going to make a note of that in my calendar. Yeah.
It's Rainbow Festival weekend.
I'm not going to make a note of that.
And it's usually like that's when the cool weather starts.
Well, except for you today, which you're freezing.
You'll be in a snowmobile soon.
October who?
20th.
20th.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. You can walk with us.
Yes.
I will.
Those of you that don't know, it's 100 people raising $100 for AIDS Walk. And we.
If it's more than that, we're more than happy to take it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was in the top 10 fundraisers last time I played with you.
Yeah.
As we crossed the finish line, one of the girls I grew up with pitched in $20 to put me over the top. They were watching to put me in the top 10.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
Because your hospital people
went nuts.
Went nuts with the money.
I shamed them. Yeah.
I remember that.
We'll do that again this year, I'm sure.
Exactly.
But I'm more excited because I'm going to Michigan this weekend.
Oh,
what's going on in Michigan, Ben?
Drag.
Oh, really? Okay, so somebody's actually paying you to come and bug them?
No, here in Phoenix, they're paying me to leave. No, I'm going to be.
Always been a smart people.
Oh, yes.
The Cavern Club in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'm really excited.
Oh, that's cool.
Ann Arbor's very cool.
Oh,
and it's also Madonna's birthday weekend, and she's from that area. So I'm.
That's right.
August 16th, right? Same day Elvis died.
Elvis died, right. Wow. Okay, so that's fun.
How about that?
It was a busy day in 1977.
Yeah, people were born, people died all over the world. It was kind of hush all over the world. So that's all you got, Babs? You're going somewhere and you're doing an AIDS Walk. Got it. Soon to be, I'm sure they would be able to find out more information by going to your Facebook page or to barbaraseville.com.
For sure.
And those of you on my Facebook page, prepare to be inundated
really
with requests for money.
Yes.
It's not really your turn, though.
No, I'm just telling that I'm going to raise money for you.
I mean, go ahead, Al. Yeah. What were you saying?
Well, Marnie just came in from a long road trip.
Yeah.
You went.
How long was it?
Well, I was in Scottsdale. Yeah.
In a smart car.
I sure was pushing.
Uh-huh. So you flew home, visited for a few days, and left on your trek back. Was it Saturday?
Saturday. Late Saturday. Quite a bit later than I anticipated.
Than you had anticipated, right.
Yep. And then got pretty tired last night and thought, I'm just not going to push it.
Yeah.
So I actually stayed in Albuquerque, just outside Albuquerque.
Point me in the direction of?
And then got up and had to work. I was on call the majority of the week, and it was payroll, which, shocking.
Shocking. It's always payroll with you.
Always payroll. And so that was very interesting, but what else?
Driving and doing payroll?
Well, driving, stopping, doing payroll.
I thought you were drinking your bottle of wine.
Slamming it. I ain't got time.
But it wouldn't be the first time he'd done that. So,
it was a lovely visit and a lovely drive. It's actually very pretty. I'm not a fan of doing it alone.
Right, you talked about that.
Yeah.
Because the last time you drove cross country is you and
I.
You
got to really choose your music carefully.
And yes, and thank God Erin sent a care package. She sent a carriage back to back to Seidel and put some CDs in there. Thank God, because I hadn't thought that through.
You didn't know about that?
No.
Oh, that's even better.
Yeah, I had no idea. And
you didn't know that you were going to need music, or you didn't?
No. Because I took off so fast, I didn't even think about that piece.
Oh, mascara and music selections are the most important things in my luggage.
So and it was very funny because she sent the care package to Seidel's
back there, and you get there
back to Minnesota,
and all of a sudden here's a gift.
Yeah, I'm like, I had no idea. And it was very funny because the care package had in it this parrot, like lots of lovely things that I would enjoy, and it's fun, and that's good. Music and some little snack things and whatever. Mm-hmm. It also had this pair of socks and a razor in
it. Oh, I don't know.
Like an old razor and an old pair of socks. And right. I'm staring at it. I'm like, well, I don't get that. I mean, this is lovely of you, but I don't get it. And so it wasn't until later, after we had all looked through it and chuckled about that, like, well, maybe my be clean shaven, good hygiene, and
well shod,
absolutely. Yeah. And it was at that point that I get a text from Seidel. She goes, "Hey, I found those in your room that I stay in when I'm back there." She goes, "So I just threw them in there, just in case you were wondering about the razor and the socks."
Oh.
Well, thanks, because that really didn't make any fucking sense to me.
Okay. Did you ever see or read The World According to Garp?
Moons ago.
She saw the Jenny character, the mother, okay. Garp's mother, her, because she's a nurse and she's a working woman and her family is so disgusted by it that they send her a care package every week and she never opens it. And after like 20 years, she finally goes to the closet and everyone has a new pair of nursing shoes and a douche. And it kind of said, well, if you're going to, and the message was, well, if you're going to be a whore, at least be well shod.
Absolutely.
Just one of my favorite lines. That's from a fantastic book. When you were telling that story, it's like, oh, shave your legs and be well shod.
There you go.
You're going to be
well
a whore.
I love it. I love it. So I'm back and it's good and I'm just glad to not be moving, except.
Now, did you take any advice like I do? Like when I drive cross country, sometimes, opposed to what this man would do, mm-hmm. there are those times where you just don't want any noise at all. Like a good,
yeah,
quiet, silent period of time. Did you
almost
take some
Kansas,
time?
Almost all of Kansas,
good
as
for
a matter
you.
Of fact. It was because Kansas and New Mexico, I think, need to be given back to whomever might want them. And that's just an opinion.
I thought New Mexico was beautiful when I drove across it.
It's because it's so windy. It's not beautiful. I don't there are parts of it.
Pockets.
Yeah. Pockets of it, but it's so windy.
Probably stoned,
and
though. Let's play the odds.
There you have it.
I was probably stoned. It was 1986. Tim DePlanche was in the car. Special mission bag was somewhere nearby.
Right. So, you know, that was... wow. But I did. Almost all of Canada. And I didn't even actually do it consciously. Like, I just... when I realized that it was so quiet, I just was loving it. And, mm-hmm. yeah, so it
there's
was
a lot to be
nice.
Said for silence, and you don't get much of it in this 3 hours, I realize, but still, there's a lot to be said.
Thanks,
it really
Sal.
Defeats the point of a podcast if you're going to have silence.
Well, it does, that's true.
Well, when I drove, you know, many years ago, when I drove my grandfather's truck cross country, there's no radio in it, and I purposely did not take any music source. I literally knew I was driving that 24-plus hours in silence, but it was wonderful. I got to reflect. I mean, I was removing that truck from the family farm, so there was a lot of emotion that went along with that. So for me, it was a nice cleansing.
Did you have a cell phone or anything?
I think I did, because this was only like 8-9 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, so you did.
Yeah, so I had a phone, but I purposely didn't take anything else. Like, sure. I didn't take a boombox or
iPod.
You
know,
I mean, I would have broken to song. I mean, just because there wasn't a music source doesn't mean that.
Nobody said I didn't sing.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you cannot enter or exit Oklahoma without...
Spelling
singing
it.
New York, yeah. New York.
I mean, at some point,
that's just an opinion I hold.
And at some point, I'm sure Eddie Rabbit and I loved
Oklahoma.
A rainy
night. Loved a rainy
the
night.
Minute that I get there, it's just stupid, but it's true. Across the border, Oklahoma, and I have no idea. I've never
Oklahoma
seen it.
The wind comes.
Yeah. Well, Arizona's happy to have you home.
Well, yes.
Thank you.
Well, welcome.
Thank
you.
45
and
minutes
I
ago.
And I took a different route home, which was very odd because I wasn't going to do that, just being alone and whatever else. But
having seen every horror movie ever made about driving through the Midwest by yourself?
No, but I and this one, I felt like I had done this part before, not from New Mexico or right outside of Gallup or whatever, but down through where you come out by Fort McDowell and 87.
Oh, you went the back way through Arizona.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah. Now, did you get to see any of the... Jesus Christ. The Thelma and Louise part of Arizona. I hate to do a movie reference.
That would be Grand Canyon?
No. Monument Valley.
No, I don't. Okay. At least not that I'm aware of. Where I came, I'm just telling you, there weren't any signs or anything. It was just gorgeous.
It was monuments. That's what helps.
Yeah.
Okay. There are monuments in the valley.
There were people standing on the side going.
Use your visual clues.
But that's all. But it really was. It was just gorgeous. And I believe that I drove through the most torrential rain I've ever driven in. And,
scary.
And yeah, it really was.
Oh, I saw your posting on Facebook about the fact that before you left, you didn't check windshield wipers. But you since bought windshield wipers.
Thank God. Because going down just before Payson was torrential rain on the way down tonight.
And I keep sleeping through
rain. By the Mogollon Rim, it was just, oh my God.
I haven't seen rain since May, and I'm starting to like get a little freaked out by it because I've slept through it twice now. I slept through it in Rhode Island. I knew what happened.
Sure.
But I only realized what the noise was, and it wasn't someone peeing on me after it stopped. Then today I just kind of like lean forward. I'm like, oh, everything's wet, but I didn't like, I really need to see rain. I'm having some kind of like psychological break over
it. This was fantastic, except for you don't know, like when you're driving somewhere where you're not familiar, you obviously don't know how far, and they don't leave a sign for you that says next facility is 23 miles.
Oh, right.
So right about, the start of the drive down that hill, I realized I had to pee. And there was no two ways about it. Like, I was like, okay. So I did every exercise and did this bouncy thing. Like, I did anything I needed
to.
Like
a pee dance?
Yeah, like a total pee dance. Dun. I had pee chills. It was, and then let's rain. Please.
Oh, yeah, please.
Can you rain?
And if someone and you know what? Maybe a bucket full of warm water. There you go.
Just put my hand in it.
Right.
That was good.
Exactly.
And then I get behind and it lets you know that there's going to be construction. Okay.
Yeah.
Except for I was doing really well and I was following that person that you want to follow.
Yeah.
Because they'll get the ticket first.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And then in theory, right. A truck goes right in front as it's going to go to one lane for 23 miles.
Yeah. Well, you're driving 14 miles.
Did I say that I had to pee?
Yeah.
How bad?
14 miles of
The ladies can't bring the plastic cup with them like the gentlemen can. I'm sorry for that.
I was at the point of tears. Like, I was like, okay, just come on. This is asinine. So,
and then you just pull into the construction site and ask one of the nice gentlemen for their port-a-lotty.
I saw the port-a-lot, and I'm like,
port-a-lot, sir.
I may need to. Hello, John.
How are
you?
Right, yeah.
So anyway,
nobody would have said you were wrong on that. Sure. I think that would have been a freebie.
That was terrifying.
Yes. Well, welcome home. I'm glad you had a safe trip. You're here in one piece.
Yes.
And now your girlfriend has a new car.
Yes. Newer.
Newer.
Well, that
and hopefully not the lemon that the house is. Hopefully she's done making lemonade.
No, I think so. That little bitch drove pretty good on. And I don't mean her. On the way. On the way down here, and now it's spotless clean. I think you'd be very impressed.
Oh, I am.
Armor-alled everything.
Well,
and
start.
So it's an.
I like the way you use that word in a sentence I've never heard before.
Armor-alled. Yes, I need to get the tires done.
Verb.
That's it.
To armor-all.
Yes.
To armor-all.
Yes. Mr. Perkins, I know one thing.
And not to be rude, I'm just going to step out there one more time.
Okay. And pee and cry again.
Yeah. Huh?
I'm going down the mountain.
I'm going to relive my pee cry moment from the mountains. Just a fun with a couple movies, I actually saw them with people and brunches and.
Yes,
we went to the movies.
And he handed me the soundtrack from. The movie I think you saw with him.
Yeah, it was really
and I was
good.
Hoping you could like download that onto your computer and then hand it over to the Barbara.
Well, I will be able to do that. I just hadn't done that yet. But
no. I didn't know if that was part of the evil plan.
No, but
the movie, 20 Feet from Stardom.
20 Feet from Stardom.
Yeah, I do want to see it. Good. Everything you wanted it to be. Did you learn something you didn't know?
I learned a couple
things.
Yeah,
I was surprised, actually.
Really?
Yeah, there was a couple big surprises.
Cool.
I have it buried in entertainment. And then yesterday, just a weird thing. I actually sat in on interviews.
Oh, that's right. You said you had to go do that.
And,
what do you mean?
It was like I was part of the interview panel for people like trying to work where I work. And it was very.
At the restaurant?
Yeah. It was very odd to see people trying to get like work.
A job that you hate?
Actually, I like my job, but just
knowing
to be part
what your
of it
job
and
entails.
Ask the questions and like knowing like, oh, that will never work. Like, we got to kill this dream. And it was fun to be part of the panel and like take notes. And then if I ever have to interview again, I tend to stay at jobs for decades at a time. So
that's all right.
We're not looking forward to it anytime soon. But just to hear how other people answered the standard questions that now you have to ask in big corporations, it's kind of.
I.e.?
Like, tell us about a time that you had a conflict with another person, and how did you resolve it? And tell us a time where something didn't go according to your plan, and what resources did you use? I mean, they're so, like, fake and made up. And Whiskers actually had a book, and it pissed me off, because he went on an interview, and he read a book that gave, like, answers to standard interview questions, and he told some story about a kid lost it, I don't know, Dwayne Reed or something, and that he, you know, helped it. And it was a completely made-up story that comes out of a book. And I had not heard of this book, so I was, like, seriously searching for stories. And I'm like, God damn it, there's a rehearsed script I could have used? But it was so – and the one person that actually told a genuine story was the best interview. Like, a lot of people were, like – you could tell they were, like, searching around. And one girl had notes. She was ready with notes about, like – because everybody knows these standard questions now. So hers was a little bit rehearsed, and we're all like, eh. And then the guy that told her, like, thought of a real story and told it. We were like, he gets the job. Like, it was like unanimous and instant.
It was like a pageant. Huh?
It was.
The interview portion of the pageant.
But years shorter than a pageant. Oh,
yeah. This is 3 hours, one day, right?
It ended in 2013, so okay. it wasn't a drag pageant.
Began and ended in the same year. Okay, well, there's that.
So it was just an interesting thing, like, to be kind of a fly on the wall and watch people. I'd interviewed people back at Taco Bell 100 years ago when I was like 10 years old, and what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
And I was asking 16-year-olds, like, have you ever burned anything down?
Burned down a plantation. Ask that question today.
Yeah, no, exactly. Tell us about a time when the plantation burned down. How are you responsible? But so it was kind of and it was just interesting. I don't know why I found it so fascinating, but
no, I but because
and
you
I kept forgetting to ask my question. Like, it was the same question for every. But I was like, ooh, I love the story.
I know sometimes it's interesting to. It's. I think it's even more interesting when you interview people that you know, and then all of a sudden you hear stuff about them. You're like, what?
Yeah,
I never knew.
I've known you for 10 years, and you. Like,
you hurt sheep?
What?
Right. No, you do. You're right. You hear things that you don't realize that they go on in people's lives. It's kind of like when you read an obituary or you hear about something that somebody else that knew them differently than you, and you're like, when the hell did they do that? You know,
worked
for 20 years on a cruise ship liner or, you know, some weird shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, when did they do that? I've known them forever.
I remember at Tish Tanner's thing.
Oh, God.
People were eulogizing her and remembering her as such a. Paragon of virtue and a
whatever
and a selfless giver, and I actually spoke to her. I said, that's not the person I remember. I remember
the same funeral?
A notorious shit talker and right. drunk and loved nothing more than to gossip. And,
oh, right.
And when you got a phone call from her that started, girl, you knew to put down what you were doing.
Take a moment.
This is going to be a story.
Yeah. Well, like I've always said, if anybody's at my funeral, if everybody doesn't outlive me, or if they do outlive me, I mean, if the first person that stands up and says he loved everybody, everybody you met, right. get that person out of there because they did not know me. No way.
Audacity.
Clayton was a people person.
He was like always a kind word.
Yeah. It was like talking with him was like a warm hug from the baby Jesus or Pooh Bear.
Wow.
Not same person. You've never seen them photographed together.
Not together.
Hi, Okinawa Donnie.
Oh, Donnie's there. Good.
It was Donnie's birthday, too, just the other day.
We are celebrating birthdays international.
And all of a sudden, I'm remembering shit.
Civilibrating.
I need somehow to figure to bring it back to you.
Only mildly tortured.
Yes. Well, now, the day that you and the Seville here went to the movie, I bowed out because I fell into a wonderful opportunity. I fell into two friends who do listen to this, to the show, and they literally sent me an email on Facebook and said, hey, did you happen to find, because I just put out a float around Facebook, hey, if anybody's got tickets to Bruno Mars, they chose not to go. And so, boom, all of a sudden I had two tickets to Bruno Mars, and I'm going. So I just went. So I called my mom, and I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, nothing. Why? I'm like, can you be ready to go in an hour? She's like, why? I'm like, Bruno Mars tickets. What? She goes, well, I'd really like to see him. She goes, is there anybody else you'd like to take? Mom, get ready. I'll be there in an hour.
Yeah.
So mom and I went, and though they were up there, and but still, we got to be in the same room and enjoyed every moment of his performance. The girl before him, Ellie Goulding, mm-hmm. I didn't really have any need for her. Then I found out that I do have a song of hers that you can understand and is palatable within other music that I have, and a mix that DJ Jeremy had given me. But I had no purpose.
I'm vaguely familiar with her. I know
she's really popular in Europe. She actually sang for Kate and Will at their engagement party or their pre-party. Like, she's a big deal. Just didn't take off here.
Never heard of her.
I knew. Yeah,
her song here was Lights.
But the funny thing for me is, and again, going back to while Katie June's sister is here, and I'm assured that she's heard of Wham. Yeah, I forget. Okay, to me, my experience with Bruno Mars has been, I own your music. You're adorable. You actually are the one who turned me on to him to begin with, even Al. But I realize that I have a sexual relationship with Bruno Mars just because that's who he is.
And
he's
adorable.
You didn't
want to share him with 10,000 other girls?
No, I didn't think, it never occurred to me that middle-aged women and 13-plus girls are just enamored with him. So all we sat in the midst of was the sea of screams.
Oh, God.
And everybody everybody has to stand. Why do you stand up at a concert? Drives me up a goddamn wall.
Oh God, Clayton, you are an old man.
I'm getting there.
I gotta go halfers on you with this one. The first part is Harrison and I saw Duran Duran and Erasure back in the 80s as a double bill, and the Erasure thing, he was like way too gay for me because I found him kind of sexual till he came out on stage, and I'm like, oh my God, like my masturbation, like Woody gone. And so that was kind of really disappointing. I just couldn't relate how sexy I found his voice with his persona. And then Duran Duran came out, and like I had a very intimate sexual relationship with Duran Duran.
Which one did you like from there?
The drummer. The drummer mostly.
Oh,
but
I was
then,
John Taylor.
You know, you could pass me. You could, I would be passed around Paul to any of those people that needed me to be. And the Screaming Girls made me, I seriously have not really liked concerts since. Like, I have to be very careful what I go to because the Screaming Girl thing
drives me crazy.
Even with the scream that I have, they drive me crazy because even I can't get to a 14-year-old girl's pitch.
So I decided.
Although I try.
though I fell into these tickets and it was wonderful and I was happy to go because it was sold out. I would have had to have paid $1 billion to some scalper to have gotten good seats. But the fact is, I've got to remember from now on, I only want front row balcony so nobody can stand in front of me. Jeez. If I have front row balcony, front row on the first level off the floor, or we're going to go with suite. I just got to get a...
See, I can't do the suite. It's too far away. I don't like those seats at all.
And it's like just watching it on DVD.
Yeah, at that point, I'd rather watch it on TV. That has no... I saw one show from the box once, and I'm like... I'm separated by glass. Mm-hmm. By like, there's too much.
There was no glass. The ones at the America West or USA are not.
The one that I went to was maybe it was a football game in the winter, and that's why they had the glass. Down, but there was something.
That's where I saw George Michael when we all went to that.
I went up with whatever you guys were watching, and wonderful. I was like, "This is." Nice.
I think it's nice that you go do those things with your mom.
That's so sweet.
Because she loves him too. I took her to Gaga. She loved Gaga. But again, it was a. I just wanted to see Gaga and see what it was about. I don't think I need to go back and see her in concert again. But the Bruno Mars thing was fantastic.
It's like
fucking
a fat chick. You do it once and
oh my God.
Fuck off.
I thought Al would complain about that actually. I thought I was gonna get it from him. But so the Bruno the Bruno Mars show, like, does he in concert does he have that doo-wop vibe and like the band? Is it a big band or is it like
how does he? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like 7, 8 guys, and they're all together. I mean, clearly the keyboard player and the drummer don't dance with him, but you can. It literally, my mom made a very poignant remark about this. They literally look like a bunch of friends that just are hanging out, having a great time,
just jamming.
It is. They all jam. They all have fun. I realize it's choreographed and it's rehearsed. Like, you know, they hit this mark and hit that mark, and they talk to a girl in the front row before they do this song or that song. But you to watch it, none of it looked rehearsed. It all looked aside from the choreography when they're dancing and they hit the same thing. That all looks good. But like I sent the post to Ali, asked me how the concert was, and it's like he sold. Pop music, sex. He sold the doo-wop band and sex. Everything was sex with him. Everything.
Well, the new CD has like sort of a 70s vibe, like a 70s.
Some of the
funk.
Songs, yeah, but it's good. But it was really good.
And mixes. And I didn't notice it till the Grammys how much of it like leans into the Police, leans into reggae, into like 70s ska, like really. I didn't notice it until you put it on there. Now every time I hear that one song, I'm like. Just Roxanne.
Sending out an SOS.
Don't stand so close to me. Right. And whatever.
And the real version, not the
And I didn't realize that the nickname for him is the Hawaiian Lion. I thought that was kind of cute when I heard him refer to him as that.
I'd still fuck him.
And
I'm sorry. Fuck you.
From the fat girl reference earlier.
Excuse my tardiness. Fuck you.
I ran into Dion Brown at Last Chance. Yesterday, and he was
a singles bar, dear. Really?
Well, actually, that's what the cab driver said. That's what the cab driver said too. She said, "Is that a bar?" And I said, "No, but it should be."
I know.
But I'm sure Dion will appreciate you outing him at Last Chance show
with big girl shoes. Yeah.
And we were visiting. I said, "Well, walk with me. I'm shopping." And so we were walking, and he goes, "Oh my God, good, because there was this guy back here that I want to look at again."
Oh.
And there's this really cute guy who's wearing a Columbia T-shirt and short shorts. He was really sexy. And Dion says, and I've never heard this before. He goes, "Oh my God, he's so cute, Barbara. Look at him. I would fuck him on a block of ice with my mother watching."
Oh.
Wow. Oh. If anybody would like to supply ice to Dion Brown.
Next color.
Yes, right there. Well,
the person that does our closed captioning again, we're sorry.
Fuck you.
We're sorry you had to type that.
Yeah. So, going from a wonderful concert of seeing Bruno Mars, I'm going to shift gears to another thing that some of you on Facebook may have seen me post. I made a post in regards to, you never know how a random Facebook post. Somebody sends you a message, you don't know of them, but they're asking to meet with you about various topics.
I hate that.
Well, this one, and I already talked to you briefly about this. A guy lives in town named Marshall Shore, moved here from New York City with his partner 20 years ago. Or excuse me, 8 years ago. They've been together 20 years. They moved out here, and he is a huge, huge history buff on many different levels. Phoenix City history, mm-hmm. all kinds of different things. Well, he's a
preservationist.
Yeah, he realized when he got here that there's not
historian.
A historian. What is the synonym corner now?
Exactly. Synonym's just another word for the word you want to use. 30 Rock. Back to Marshall Shore. Sorry.
Oh, I thought it was conjunction, junction. Much. All right. So anywho,
I'm going to get you there. Be very careful.
Sure, we will. Anywho, he sent me a message saying that he was trying to document some things in reference to gay history in Phoenix, and my name was thrown in the ring as somebody he should talk to. And it was Stacey J. Cavalier who told him he should come to me. He is working on a 307 and the Fruit Loop, some sort of a documentation about those areas. We had a four-hour conversation, wonderful, about all kinds of things historic. Are you looking at me because of a sound?
Yeah.
I think
it
was his phone.
Yeah, got remember, okay. I have the Ernie tone on my phone. Yeah.
No. That's what all of a sudden I'm like.
So it was just a really nice conversation about history and things, and I got him in contact with the right people, so he's going to start documenting some things. And then we started talking about, like, we talked about things like our blender, like old things. Like, he collects old things, and he thinks, like, the way things used to be built was better, you know, things that weren't made
an antiquer.
Yeah, kind of that too. But it was just a really fun conversation with somebody that I would have never, I don't think I would have ever crossed paths with, but we met.
Have you never crossed paths? Because he's a doer. He's involved in a lot of stuff.
I think I remembered seeing him somewhere. In fact, I thought I had seen him, Al, when we went to see Donna Summer with the symphony.
Oh, I'm sure.
But he said he was not there. Because I did ask him that very thing. But it was just interesting. It was such a great conversation to talk to somebody who never knew. I mean, I think I'd seen him, but I didn't know who he was or what he did. And then to find out that he has interest in some similar things that I do, just in regards to...
Oh, you made a friend. What a charming story.
That's what they're called, friends.
Got
friends.
It.
Yeah, that's how you use it in a sentence,
I think.
You
wouldn't know, but...
No.
And I think the more we minimalize the steps of progress that I make, the better off we are.
Well, I'm proud of you.
There you
Good
go.
For you.
There you have it.
Get out the pom-poms, lady.
Oh, come on.
Well, now that we've digressed 32 minutes into that.
She made a duty in the toilet.
Number, what a good boy.
Number one or number two? Well, it doesn't matter. Okay, coming back in just mere moments with, I guess, an alleged set of headlines from Marnie and I, and then we'll let Al and Barbara talk a little bit, too. We'll be back right now on Q-Talk America.
You're listening to Q-Talk America. You're listening to Q-Talk America.
I'm straight.
I'm gay.
I'm bisexual.
And I give a damn about equality.
Want to know why?
Because one hate crime is committed approximately every hour of every day in this country.
Imagine walking down the street and wondering if this is the day you'll get beaten up or even killed simply because of who you are.
Because many gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender teens who come out to their parents are thrown out of their homes.
Imagine confiding in the people you trust most, only to be rejected and tossed out with no place to go.
Because during the past 16 years, over 13,000 men and women have been discharged from the military for being gay.
Imagine being willing to sacrifice your life to protect and defend this country, only to be kicked out of the military because of who you love.
These are just a few of the reasons why we care about equality.
It is time for things to change.
We all have to get involved.
We all have to give a damn.
I give a damn.
Do you?
Join us at wegiveadamn.org to learn more.
This is the Q-Talk America Radio Network.
All right, here we go. We'll look at some headlines on this Tuesday evening right here from the Q-Talk America studios. I'm sure there's an inside joke between Al and Barbara. I'm not sure. Okay.
Oh, no, we're reading the chat room.
Oh, God, good. A man called 911 to keep his girlfriend from moving out.
A Riverton beauty pageant wants world peace and incendiary devices.
A woman gets her head stuck in a banister during sex.
Three blind cats? Meowch.
Sylvester Stallone attacks Bruce Willis.
Oh. Woman charged for
It's real.
You don't interrupt the headlines, Barbara. I'm just sorry you don't.
This was a headline.
Breaking news.
No.
Next host. Jesus.
Steven Serna.
We have. Don't look at yourself. We have a rhythm to this, and you just interfered.
It was fantastic.
Okay, so I'm going to start. Would you wait? No, Barbara, by all means, tell your story. Tell your story.
No. I was contributing.
No, you.
I was chastised last time.
Neither of us
time.
Have that.
What's the story? What's the story, Barbara? Yeah. What's the story?
We'll get back to it after you get your headline.
I feel like there's.
That would be an entertainment.
I thought you were going to bring up
called the Expendables, kind of ironically.
Yeah. I thought you were going to bring up a Sylvester Stallone story because you're wearing my Hard Rock Cafe jean jacket.
No, that's Planet Hollywood.
Oh, my bad. You are correct. Sure. Well, in now Florida, remember, it's when it all goes Florida. Oh,
yeah,
so many things. So many times. Well, in Tavernier, Florida, the Florida Keys, a man says he called in a false kidnapping report simply to keep his girlfriend from leaving him. Matthew Corp was arrested Saturday and charged with both misuse of the 911 system and resisting arrest. Jail records showed that the 35-year-old man from Tavernier is being held in the Monroe County Jail without bond. Corp told 911 dispatchers that two men driving a U-Haul truck had kidnapped his wife. Well, an APB was put out to be on the lookout for the U-Haul truck. Well, come to find out, the two men were driving the truck, helping the woman move. A woman at Corp's apartment told the responding deputy that she was, quote, his now ex-girlfriend and that she was moving out on her own accord. A sheriff's office statement says Corp was intoxicated, yelling at the deputy and the woman during his arrest. Corp said that he called in a false report to keep his girlfriend from leaving him. There was no representation at the time of press.
I have always thought that if the cops were behind you or you getting pulled over, that you should totally call in a 911 call like from right around there so that like that cop would have to respond to it.
Oh.
Like, someone's seriously? Being murdered right around the corner.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, why not?
I've seen it in movies where somebody gets a call and I have to go, you stay right there. I've seen that, but I think you get some sort of a charge against you for something else.
It's a small fine.
That'd be my
luck. Yeah.
A small fine.
That would be my luck. I don't think it's a bad idea. I just think it would be my luck.
Right. Your luck that you'd get popped for it. Exactly.
When you said Florida, I thought you were talking about that python. Did you read about that?
Oh, I did.
I did. That was Pennsylvania, though.
That was crazy.
They killed the two boys? Yeah.
Two kids.
We don't talk about bad stories, Barbara. Oh,
well, sometimes we do.
Go ahead, Marty.
Sometimes.
I was waiting for that story.
I know. So, Miss Riverton.
Riverton what? What state?
Utah.
Oh, Utah.
Utah. Underrepresented in the crazy lately.
Right. Oh. Absolutely. Okay. Kendra Gill was the winner and became Miss Riverton. And apparently when asked, you know, what is it that you hope for? She said world peace and incendiary devices.
Yeah.
She didn't really say that. But later she threw bombs.
Yeah.
Homemade bombs.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
From stage?
No.
She didn't take Liza's
around
advice.
Don't drop bombs. around her neighborhood, she and three friends decided that they would make these devices and just start throwing them. Now, no one was hurt.
Okay.
And it's not immediately known if they have any representation, albeit.
It never is immediately known.
It never is, no. but they were just pranking. You know, they were trying to say they were just pranking.
These
She's 18.
Kids. Oh,
was she
kids.
Dethroned?
Well, yes.
Had she been deflowered?
She was supposedly going to be going for Miss Utah.
Sure.
Oh.
Not anymore.
And why wouldn't you?
Well, absolutely.
Next step.
You and all the sister wives.
Utah, right.
So, but racist. Yeah, clearly, I just thought that was great because we have such a, there's such a picture of the beauty queen.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Such congeniality.
Sure.
And bombs.
And bombs.
And bombs. I you know what, that I and just bombs. Kept seeing it on the crawl. And I would just catch the end, like, pageant title, bombs. Pageant title, won't be Miss Utah. Pageant title, you know, assault weapon. Like, what the fuck?
Assault weapon.
It was just ridiculous. And the woman who's doing the story that I was going to send to Clayton for the Huffington Post Live is British. So hearing her tell the story, it just made it even funnier for me. Because I'm like, come on. That was very proper.
Proper.
The erstwhile pageant competitor has been dethroned.
Amidst rumors that she hurled bombs.
Incendiary.
Incendiary.
Harrison says, I say we go down and do a show from Florida just to see the dumbasses in their natural habitat. I say we sit in Georgia and just look across at them. point.
One of those really long binoculars.
Oh, his Zoom glasses will finally come in handy.
I will bring. I'm going to bring those next week. I want to make sure that Katie and everybody, like, we're all here for those.
That'd be perfect.
I'm past my 30-day return, so I can't.
Damn it.
I have to live.
I need for Christmas or some other religious holiday to see you wearing them walking down the street. Yeah.
Christmas is coming.
Yeah. Well, it'd be kind of dangerous for him to be walking
objects are so much closer than they appear.
No, they are not there.
Why is Clay not there walking?
And the funny
walls?
Thing is, I have seen the commercial again since I have acquired these horrible pieces of shit, and I keep wanting to believe the commercial.
So now are you going to go for the hearing devices next?
No, I'm not. No.
I just didn't know if maybe your hearing was skewed.
No.
In what they were presenting.
I'm good.
Helen.
I'm good. Well, another headline I didn't get to read, but we're going to go to now. I know y'all love Fox News because they
phone news.
What is it, the facts? What is it, their motto?
Fair and balanced.
We report, you decide. That's it. We report.
Fair and balanced.
You decide.
That's Fox News.
Do they really?
Well,
what?
Fair and balanced.
Oh my God, you're just. Okay.
I swear to God, I've never, like, I don't sit there
it
fucking
is
long enough.
The year of our Lord 2013, summer of, and you just heard that they call themselves Fair and Balanced.
I've heard you joke about it, but I didn't realize
that's real.
Really
it was a real tagline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's
oh,
it.
God damn. Yeah. I thought you made some
the proper
funny
use
shit
of
out.
Irony.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if you all know of this lovely woman who has a last name that I approve of, but she's just a cunt. Sandy Rios is her name. She's a Fox News contributor and an American Family Association radio talk show host.
That sounds bad.
Yeah,
right there.
Already we're stuck. On her show. This was last week. I forget the date it was actually aired. On her show, on the AFR radio show, she compared the love of two gay men, what they feel for each other, to the, quote, love kidnapper, rapist, and murderer Ariel Castro felt for the women that he held captive as slaves in his home for 10-plus years. Rios was speaking with Chicago pastor Edwin Lutzer, who insisted that pedophiles also, quote, love the children they rape. Lutzer also claimed that same-sex marriage leads to the destruction of the family and confusion for children. Both were arguing that only one man, one woman love is real love, and that the love same-sex couples feel is different from heterosexual love, which is both offensive and completely ludicrous. There was, there's a couple other things to read about this. There was an audio clip, and I did post it on our Facebook page if you want to listen to the crazy shit that they talked to. There's like a two-minute audio clip, and I was going to play it, and I decided that it was just too fucked up. There's no way I was going to play that. The American Family Association.
That's right, American Family Association.
American Family Association also hosts Brian Fisher and is a certified anti-gay hate group, the AFR, or the FA, excuse me. In June, Rios falsely
claimed... But American Family Research Council, which is the AFR, is also a hate group.
A hate group, too, right. Yeah. Right, which I know
so innocuous sounding.
Right, no, totally. Sound like Republican Party. In June...
No partying.
In June, right. Not even a party in the back. Well, they do. Well, they get caught, and then they're like, oh, it's not me. In June, this same woman, Ms. Rios, falsely claimed that there are, quote, epidemic levels of sexual abuse in the male gay community. In March, Hillary Clinton announcement of support of same-sex marriage inspired Rios to suggest that the former Secretary of State may be a lesbian. Oh, and last year, Rios falsely claimed that America's embrace of Ellen DeGeneres will bring, quote, the complete eradication of the traditional family. I'd say Sandy Rios is batshit crazy.
Oh yeah, you gotta get a look at her.
Wow.
But she looks okay. But I can't imagine listening to that bullshit. The FCC doesn't regulate that?
But how do you believe that? I mean,
the
people that
they
are spewing
this
stuff.
They do, and you drove through like a lot of the states.
Right. No, totally.
You have no idea. I took pictures for you. They're in every one. I'm not kidding. In every one of the stores, every fucking store you stop at, Loves or Pilot or any of these things.
Come and go.
Come and go. I did stop at one of those. Yeah, it's so cute. Go. It picks it up.
A singles bar, really?
Really?
Last chance.
When I had to stop, you go in there and they're like, Jesus throws up on you the minute you walk through the door.
Right, yeah.
He is bulimic.
I found this t-shirt that I wanted to get Molly Montgomery a couple years ago. It says, Jesus is my BFF. And because she always makes these silly, and I thought, I need to get that for her. No offense, Molly. They only had it in a small. So I thought...
Racist.
None taken. Anyway. Oh, my name's not Molly.
No.
I'm sorry.
Excuse me. Or however you self-identify.
Excuse me, fuck you. Yeah, exactly.
So So I certainly don't mean that rude.
No.
But really, it was like, so they have all these T-shirts, and I found one, and it said, like, Jesus is my lifeguard, and all this. So I have those pictures
Jesus
for you.
Jesus is my lifeguard.
Yeah, I have those.
Jesus is my lifeguard.
And all of these.
Oh, he doesn't have a whistle.
And
though.
It was right next to, like, the things that you can buy for that, what is it called? Like,
Not So Fresh
Duck
feeling?
Hunters or whatever the fucking show is, Swamp People.
Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty, and there was another one for Swamp People, unless that's the same thing.
No, different show. Okay. Same network.
Similar. Mm-hmm. And but right next to it is Jesus's, you know, all this stuff. Everywhere. You can get mugs. You can, goddamn buffet of Jesus
it's
stuff.
It's a belt
really
of Bibles. Like,
yeah,
really.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
No, it's not even alleged. It's there. Yeah, I'm from there.
So the newsroom this week, they did a story, and you know they're back in time and they're doing current headlines and how they handled the news story, and they went over Rick Perry's ranch name where that was written on the rock. Do you remember?
It was something real good. What
yeah,
was it?
And word head. Uh-huh. So the news anchor, the 10 o'clock news anchor, said the real word, and then like they went nuts and they bring him into the guy that runs the. The head of the news, and he's like the American.
The N-word head of the news.
Yeah, no, that's they bring him in gotcha. To see Sam Watterson, and so as they're talking to him, he turns and he goes, "All I, you know what? The American value, family association of family values, is going to be on my head because you're Jewish, or until you apologize for being Jewish." And just the fact that how funny they were that all those groups have the same name. And he just had to string some words together.
So he was together to get all of them?
And you knew exactly, like, all of them that were going to call in protest.
Sure.
All of them.
I like it.
It's batshit crazy.
Oh, it is. That conversation, I listened to that today. It's funny that, like, all these news stories are coming up today, but none of them happened today.
Somebody's stepping on a cord.
Well, that would have been me.
Well, there you are, Barbara. All right.
So I'm glad you asked about my story. Thanks. The Expendables 3, Sylvester Stallone, I think he was drunk. Because it's like a late night tweeted on Twitter.
Tweeted on Twitter.
Willis is out. Harrison Ford is in. Great news. And then right after that, followed it up with Greedy and Lazy, a sure formula for career failure. So he's not doing Expendable. Yeah, like a real live bitchy queen Twitter feud between heterosexual action stars. I thought that was interesting.
It is interesting.
Because I know I get drunk and post shit on Facebook.
No.
No, I do.
I've never.
Not like Heather. Anyway.
That's a whole other category.
Barbara, I will pass that to you. Are you done with your story, Barbara?
Yeah, that was the whole story. That was my headline.
That was worth it. Go ahead, Martin.
All right. Me ouch.
Oh. Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Kitty, kitty. Goddamn kitty.
All right.
So there was a gentleman. Now, I'm trying to stay as far away from Florida as possible. No, I have some. But Wyoming. No, we haven't done a story on Wyoming.
No, not in a while. Not in a while.
Well, there's this fantastic cat lover there named LJ Faith.
Okay.
And apparently he has just a shitload of cats. But he doesn't know how many because he's legally blind. And so when they tried to ask him, how many cats do you have?
He might enjoy an audiobook, though.
He may.
Or this podcast.
Well, there you have it. So they're like, well, how many cats do you have? He's like,
How many cats do you need?
Yeah. Why? Who's asking? So, needless to say, how the fuck is he going to know?
Okay. Sounds like.
One. Two. Three.
I was not expecting a dramatic reenactment of the blind.
What the hell? How is he going to know?
Mm-hmm. And insensitive.
Anyway.
Always.
Insensitive.
Slightly.
Whatever.
Ever so slightly.
Ever so slightly. So the police have to come out because the neighbors are complaining about all the cats and the smell.
Okay.
Okay, that's going along with it.
Does his nose not work either? I'm not sure. Maybe you're in the forest.
One cat, 30 cats, the house still smells the same.
It's six.
You don't have to tell Clayton.
This was outside.
My house does.
This was all outside.
Yeah.
The smell. Okay. Because there are so many. Over 30 cats, apparently.
Only 30?
Apparently.
That's a low number.
He's now filing a lawsuit, though, against the police chief and the police chief's partner who had to come out there. Because somehow this turned into a brouhaha.
Oh, sure.
When they inquired about the cats. The pussy, as it were.
Ah.
And
I have questions about the pussy, too.
I understand. But please don't ask me. Ask Barbara.
All will be revealed later.
So the my favorite part of this isn't the fact that the guy's blind, isn't the fact that they tried to ask him how many something he had, like he doesn't know, but the police chief had just taken classes that morning in using a taser.
Ernie
turned down the volume.
Had nothing to do with the cats.
Blind guy?
So the blind guy,
or the girlfriend.
I can't figure out how any of this, because the whole idea was that this police report states that several cats belonging to this LJ Faith were running around and defecating in the neighbor's yard, and a very strong odor of cat urine filled the air.
It's not getting around
so
that.
When they came over, they were asking him questions, and he became irate, and apparently he went over and he grabbed a hold of the post. What's happening? Is that LJ?
Yeah, go ahead. We're listening.
So he grabs a hold of the post in his yard, and he won't let go. So what? Like, why is this a big deal? Well, apparently, in Wyoming, it's a big deal.
To hold your post.
Apparently. Because the guy goes over, the police chief.
Hold your post law.
Who's newly tasered.
Taser guy, efficient, right.
And not efficient. Not efficient. He goes in and he's like, oh, wait, I know how to tase people now. And so he tases, well, himself and his partner.
Oh, my God, really? The blind guy winds up unscathed?
Well, he got a little scathed.
Oh.
But not as scathed. He used foul language when
now,
he was on
the person
on
that wrote
post.
The story was smoking pot, or right. You were smoking pot? Who was stoned?
I'm telling you, it's hysterical. Faith said, write me a ticket or get the fuck out. And apparently that's when he wrapped his arms around the wooden post, and I deployed, according to the chief, I deployed the taser to Faith's left sidearm. During the attempt to control Faith's arm, I realized the taser was not having a meaningful effect.
But his
as
partner
I was attaching
was
like another probe cartridge to the taser, I had the sensation of falling backwards.
Like I was eating a peppermint patty.
Wow. I smelled toast. I recall the taser discharging. A probe had penetrated my right index finger. Oh, my God, that's my new favorite.
Okay.
I pulled the probe out of my finger, and I was going to reload with a second probe cartridge when Officer, I think it's, what's the name of the, Krumke? What's the?
Krumke?
Krumke?
Officer yeah. Krumke?
Because this is like Krumke, and it just made me think of that. Anyway, told me he had been hit as well. I looked over, and he was bleeding from the top of his head near his hairline. That's
Jesus
his partner.
Christ.
What a bunch of, I mean, seriously?
Sadly, the blind guy could not enjoy any of this.
I know.
Right, he couldn't.
There was great physical comedy going around at Lost.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm sure it sounded good.
Just use as your guide Tim DePlanche. If you have more cats than Tim DePlanche, you should expect calls.
People to
concerns.
Call. Yep.
Tasering cops in your front yard.
Well,
self-tasering.
Self-tasering cops.
LJ Faith, and we can look for him on Facebook, apparently. He said, now, the whole story, the police were going to give me a ticket for having too many cats. I said, fine, I will pay it when I get paid. The police changed their mind and told me that I was going to jail. The one left and behind me went to tase me and shot his partner right in the middle of the forehead. Then shot himself in the left hand, maybe for hitting me twice in the left side. I don't know, this LJ Faith and these people in Wyoming, we've got to find him, I think.
Sounds like the Keystone Cops up there
in
Wyoming.
It really does. So,
wow.
Needless to say, the charges were eventually dropped. The end.
So, well, then the neighbors must have an issue with still having 37 cats running around.
Well, they didn't go into that, I think, because maybe the cops were a little too embarrassed.
No, could be.
You know.
Could be. It happens.
The fact that they tased them each other.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I'm going to interrupt you, too, because Donnie from Okinawa has shared news from the military in Japan that there has been a helicopter crash in Okinawa with the military. 3 out of 4 crew members on board were safe. Defense military spokesman said the condition of the 4th crew member and the cause of the crash were not immediately clear, and that's where Donnie is stationed. So
I did not realize we were going to be in the breaking news industry, but apparently now we are.
Nicely done. Thank you.
Okay.
It's not making headlines, so I thought that was kind of sad.
Yeah. It's not out there yet?
No. I looked in different sites, and
they were all waiting until they get the Benghazi shit out.
And then someone,
out of the way.
Someone in a different base, not in Okinawa, sent me a link.
Oh. Don't look at the chat room. Anyway, I'd like to say hi to my friend Tanner Shattuck, who's out there. He's listening to us. He's not in the chat room. I don't know why. Tanner's out there. Another friend, Devin Williams, is out there listening, too. So, hi, guys. Thanks for listening to
us. Hi, Tanner.
Oh, actually, you know Tanner. Cute little Tanner Shattuck. Let's see who is out there. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
What?
We have not only multiple people in the U.S., Malaysia, Japan, Canada, nice. Another Japan, and Jordan all listening to us.
Oh, is it Lola from Toronto again, I wonder?
Lola, if you're in the chat room, do let us know. Lola was here. Was it last week? Week before? Somewhere she
was. I think
was
it was last week that we were talking to Lola.
Jumping to another story. And I don't... The reason I wanted to do this story is only because all of those sons of bitches out there who want to be the Pat Robertsons and tell everybody how horrible and terrible the gay community is and how we are ruining, we're ruining the faith in religion and people and love.
We're not
and
supporting Chick-fil-A as much as we should be either. There is a part two.
Well, a Christian puppeteer who regularly used his long-running Christian television network show to warn children about the sins of pornography, well... Who could have seen this coming, really? He was sentenced this week to 20 years behind bars for possession of, drum roll, child pornography!
Hell you say. Well,
you've got to be kidding.
More troubling.
Damn it, what a surprise.
God, who would have seen it? And if you look at the video clip of him with this puppet on this Christian show, it's like, weird. More troubling is that this Largo, Florida resident named Ronald William Brown, his involvement is in an alleged conspiracy also to kidnap, cook, and eat a child whom he met through his affiliation with a Gulf Coast church.
All right, recipes are coming later.
Here's the deal. I can handle the kidnapping. I can handle the cooking or the eating. But all three... This time, you've gone too far, sir.
Pick a favorite, sir, or ma'am.
Brown, 58 years old, was a leader in the church's puppet ministry program for kids would regularly interact with the congregation's youngest members. Local authorities say Brown and his co-conspirator, a man by the name of Michael Arnett, chatted online about targeting a specific child for their sinister cannibalistic plan. It's weird. Quote, I imagine him wiggling and then still and then going still. Brown reportedly told Arnett in one of their many chats. Brown would often solicit obscene messages, obscene images of children being tied up, gagged, and otherwise harmed.
Ugh.
Investigators say Brown would often write out his murder fantasies in an online forum and request photos of dead children from like-minded individuals.
Mm.
But according to Brown, he never intended to act out in any of these fantasies.
Never.
Yeah. In addition to the 20 years of prison time, Brown will also be required to register as a sex offender upon release. He'll probably never make it out. And submit to regular probation reviews for the rest of his life. He will also be prohibited from accessing a computer with any internet connection.
That's a good idea.
While incarcerated. But really? Again.
That seems like a safe bet.
Two things.
Safe
okay,
bet.
Go ahead.
Two things. If they want to keep him off the internet, they should move him into my apartment complex because I'm totally in a dead zone. I can't ever get a good signal. But number two, I think that when you're on the lookout for sickos, perverts, child molesters, I think it's a good place to start. Always a good place to start
in the church.
Puppet ministry. I think that is always going to attract a certain kind of
an element.
Person.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I think it's ridiculous that all of those sons of bitches, again, go back to like the Pat Robertson or the Jerry Falwells, all these people that are holier than thou that want to say that we as, and I say as a community of the gays and lesbians, mm-hmm. we are the abomination of man. We are the reason everything's going to go to hell. Look in your own backyard. Look at your own puppet master.
Yeah, exactly.
Pay attention.
Hey, he's got his hand up something's ass, right. So you know something's wrong.
The man behind the screen is who you need to be looking at first. I mean, my God, the plate gets passed around, then passed to him.
Yeah.
Giving him money to go and stalk kids. I just thought it was crazy. And I just wanted to bring that story up, not that it's pretty or nice. It's just, you know what? You call us bastards. I'm going to show it right back in your face, you fucking people.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah.
Well said.
I will get, Marnie, you have a short one? You want me to do one more brief before we do a break?
One more brief.
Go. You want me to do one more brief? Got it. Yep. Well, this one. Well, we're gonna go all the way across. Now they're banning and they're mad at all the gays over there in the Russia, but they're still having sex. Those heteros are having sex. A lover having sex on a flight of stairs had to be rescued after getting her head stuck between some banister railings. A 46-year-old woman from Lipetsk in Russia said that she wanted to, quote, spice things up with her boyfriend when the unfortunate accident happened. A neighbor called police after finding the woman naked on her knees in a stairwell, unable to free herself. She told police that she had consensual sex with her partner, who had, by the way, left the scene.
Oh.
By the time officers and the ambulance...
He was at the come and done?
Yeah, the come and go.
Come and go.
Yeah.
Just leave it in the banister, sir. Leave it in the banister.
Leave it in the banister. He had left the scene by the time officers and ambulance staff had arrived to assist her. An emergency worker said, quote, "In all my time of working as a rescuer, I don't recall an incident quite like this one." Earlier this year, the web, however, was abuzz with other stories, like the man in Sweden who had died after having sex with a nest of hornets. Oh. And in 2008, a vicar claimed that he got a potato stuck in his ass after he fell on the vegetable while hanging curtains in the nude. Crazy people coming up with...
That actually happens a lot. And I have a telethon that I'll be doing to raise awareness about that.
I'll help you on Facebook. The vicar that got a potato up his ass.
Do we check that out at barbaraseville.com as well?
You're laughing now, but seriously.
We're going to raise some mad money.
The next time a potato goes up my ass, I'm going to think of him.
Potato in the anus strikes a lot of Americans. One.
Four out of five like it.
Yeah. Potato.
The one, the one's kind of upset.
Yeah. Still looking to change his mind with a different potato.
I'm sure he is. Oh, you've made it through hour one. We've got two full hours coming. We've got some entertainment. Also, apparently we're going to have a sports segment, which I'm surprised to find out we're going to have. We've got a few more headlines coming. The Drinking Word, our Death Watch, and so much more. But sadly, more than you want. From the show on Tuesday night, it's Q Talk America. We'll be back right after this. Stick around. Join us in the chat room.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, hello again. It's 8 o'clock, the beginning of what we like to call Hour 2 out of a 3-hour show. You're not quite halfway through, but just hang on. We'll get you there. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That is me. Thank you for listening. I'm here alongside, well, Barbara has stepped out of the studio for... I'm not sure for what reason. Maybe to answer her parole officer's phone call.
Yeah, I'm hoping she's going to spike that drink.
Yeah, maybe she should do that. Also, Marnie Ryer is here with us, enjoying a Polar Pop and a Vikings-wrapped summer shandy.
That's right.
Exactly. Very
summer
good. And Al's got an entire bottle of wine all to himself.
I do. I'm at Convillage.
Fell on a potato.
But you got your pants on so quickly after those drapes were hung.
Oh, yes, they were. As we do, we do still have a couple more headlines to go through. Coming up also later, we have the entertainment section, a sports section, a look at our Dr. Drew's death den and see who might have survived this past week and maybe who didn't. But at this point in time, we will do what we typically always do this time of the night. We will bring you what we like to call, well, it's a disclaimer that keeps us out of the legal minds and legal hands of others. On the show,
keeps us off HLN. Let's just say it.
That, yes.
I don't need that bitch coming after me.
And now, a drink along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and/or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Our drinking phrase will be age before beauty, darling.
Oh! Age before. I'm going to write that down.
It came with a guitar solo.
It sure did.
Age before beauty. Barbie, you got that? Is she in studio? Oh, she's right there. Studio A. I can't
hear. She's skinny. She's not deaf.
Barbie, you can hear us. We can't hear you.
Yeah. Well, she's not smart either, but that's really not our doing.
Anything in that fridge, you're going to have, Barbara. What are you worried about?
Yeah, that is a lovely white wine that I'd like to taste.
Lovely. All right, so our drinking word is age before beauty. Age before beauty. Anytime you hear that, feel free to join along with the beverage. I'm going to go make a new beverage myself. Yeah, go with your next story, my dear.
Well, fantastic. Now, I personally have never gotten into any trouble with the law.
No.
Oh, no. Heavens, no. Well,
define trouble.
Age before beauty, my dear. Age before beauty.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, typically, let's say you get into a little bit of a problem, a scruff. A scrap. What's the right word?
I don't know where you're going, honey.
When you're getting into trouble with the law, you might...
A schism.
We'll go with schism. I don't like the word, but fine. No. We might call a lawyer.
I don't know what... It's a little old.
Yeah, maybe.
But it's good.
It is.
You'll like it.
So we might call a lawyer. And our hope would be that that lawyer wouldn't be in the same problem and have the same difficulty that we do, is what I'm thinking. So let's just say...
Let's just say
DUI. Oh, for instance.
Top of my head.
I've never... Right. Only because it's letters beginning of that. But. So someone gets a DUI and they contact a lawyer, which in Arizona, don't waste your time. I'm not from personal experience just saying don't. And clearly, you're hoping that the lawyer won't show up drunk.
Oh, that's a good time.
Right?
Then you're in the South. Now we're talking like North Carolina.
So now... Was it in Florida? It actually, you know what? I was trying to find that. So anyway, this John Higgins shows up to court, and he was supposed to be in like the third floor for something, and he wandered into this other courtroom, and the judge kind of paid attention, like when he got up and started rambling and kind of tripped over some stuff.
Now, this is the lawyer.
The lawyer, yes. Right? And he specializes in DWI law, and he wasn't scheduled to appear. By the way, it's Albuquerque. That's right. That's what jumped out at me.
You were just
that's
there.
That's right. That's
he
why
was enchanted.
Yeah, he sure was.
Okay.
So anyway, it didn't stop him from hanging out in this courtroom, even though he wasn't supposed to be there, because clearly, apparently earlier he had been in another courtroom, doesn't remember any of that, right? Oh, I've, again, none of these things have ever happened to me.
Yeah. I remain utterly blameless.
Whatevs. So finally, they were like, you need to, the judge, you need to check that blood alcohol content. And it was 0.11.
Yes.
Whoa.
Which, by the way, I thought, winning. I thought, you're a pansy. No, I didn't think that at all.
No. Come on, 0.11.
Seriously.
I'm at like 0.54 right now. Come on.
Really?
0.11.
But I digress. Well, he's 69 years old, maybe.
All right. All right.
Age before beauty.
Age before beauty.
There's that.
Well played.
Failing liver, infirm, if you will.
So clearly we don't know if this lawyer has a lawyer.
Diana Ross is laughing somewhere at that number.
Right. Very much.
I bet you rented a movie at 0.24.
He was taken into custody and says he doesn't remember the vast majority of this. The thing is, though, is that he had been convicted before of an aggravated DWI, and it was all caught on a dashboard cam.
Oh, of course it is.
I mean, so this guy, like, I'm trying to figure out, let's just say that I had a DWI. Hypothetically. I'm going to say that my life was probably in shambles for a little while, you know, like trying to get some things straightened out and their work issues, whatever. Not for him.
No, he went right back to work the next day.
He tried. Literally.
Literally, yeah.
Yes. But I just thought
I
that
saw
that
what
was...
you did there.
Not saying I liked it, just saying I
just
saw
saying
it.
I just thought that was very interesting. And I watched the video of the dashboard cam, and it was very, like, how in the hell is he keep
I'm a little jealous of the good people of Russia, not because they hate gays, but because there's so many people trying to scam insurance companies that everybody has a dashboard cam because people are literally jumping in front of cars to get hit, to get the insurance money.
Oh, my gosh.
So now they want... No, it's all over Russia. That's why everything in Russia is caught on film, like car accidents, meteors. Okay. Anything that happens is caught on dashboard cams. Because it's
gay sex?
Sure. Yeah. If it happens on the hood of your car.
Well,
the Scottsdale police, they're going to all be doing Google Glass.
Yeah, but this is.
Everybody
I mean, this is.
Is.
This is
really,
the,
I had not heard that. Wow,
I'm trying it out right now.
That. Okay, this is the lay people, the great unwashed of Russia, of which there might be a couple. But they all
allegedly.
Have. So go online and just look up anything and put Russia in there, and you'll see it from a dashboard cam. Because
wow.
and then if you like look a little further and find out why they're doing it and see the people jump in front of cars to get run over, it's fantastic.
Wow.
That's fantastic. Anyway, you got to love the DUI lawyer who...
Look at Barbara. Well, and look clearly, at Barbara doing a Donna Summer quote in the chat room.
You caught that?
I did.
I appreciate a lawyer who has my needs at heart, that he tries out what I have done.
Well, how's he going to know?
Well,
he
that's just it.
Himself?
How do you argue it properly?
Look, Your Honor, I'm wasted and I'm fine.
I drove here.
So
I didn't hit anybody. I didn't cross any lines.
This seems like an Andy Griffith episode where Otis was wasted and Barney got wasted, but Barney's trying to defend Otis. That's what that sounds like.
That's fantastic.
And I don't know if that's an
and
actual
the same
episode.
Thing happened in Wyoming with the taser.
Yeah. Right.
The end.
Another Barney.
Yeah,
yes.
There you have it.
Well, we'll do our final headline before we turn everything over to Al. Because, well, most everything is out anyway. Let's go now.
I've been quiet this whole show.
To my surprise, we're going to go to the northeastern part of the country, to Concord, New Hampshire. Police say a woman who explained her excessive speed by saying she was rushing to her father's dying side was later charged after a state trooper discovered that her father had in fact died 5 years ago.
Was it a time machine she was driving?
I'm not
or?
Sure. No, it was a Volvo.
Okay.
I saw the picture. WMUR reports that a state trooper stopped 28-year-old Carly Williams of Nashua, New Hampshire, for doing 82 miles an hour on an interstate, on the Everett Turnpike, in fact. She said that her father was dying at a Manchester hospital, and she was hurrying to be with him. Well, the trooper did what any nice, compassionate trooper would do.
He shot her?
No.
Oh, it's not Florida?
Taser. No, kidding. No.
Not Taser his partner. So there'd be no witnesses.
Right.
You didn't say anything.
So what he did was he believed her story. She sold it to him, hook, line, and sinker. He took down some minimal information, car registration number, her information, her driver's license, and then released her to go be with her said dying father. The trooper took down the information, let her go, but learned upon further investigation that her father had in fact died in 08. He also learned that the car's registration had been suspended. Well, you know, on your registration, oftentimes your home address is on that. Well, on Sunday she got a visit from the trooper who went to her home with with the obituary of her father in his hand, along with a summons to court.
Yes.
Age before beauty.
Right.
I wonder if you remember me.
So, yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Remember a few days ago we saw each other on the interstate? Yeah.
We were at your dad's funeral.
Sorry
together.
About your dad 5 years ago, right. Bitch. And all he went, boom.
Booyah.
Boom. And that was it. So dumbass.
Deer in the headlights.
Yeah.
So, shit.
Yeah. But apparently she answered the door when the reporters went to her house, but she did not want to comment on camera.
Shocking.
I know.
Did she have a lawyer?
Didn't say anything about
that.
Oh, does
no,
it?
There was no mention.
Right. No, but it, I think it says... The trooper went to Williams' home, obituary in hand, and arrested her Sunday. She's due in court in August.
I feel that got a listen, bitch.
Yeah, probably so. Okay, like well, age before beauty is our drinking word. It is. We're in the middle of hour two. Mm-hmm. We're going to turn everything over, as we typically do this time of the show, to one and only Alfred Perkins.
Hi, Al.
Hi. Well, Glee's going to address drug overdoses. And the end is near. Rob Lowe and Rashida Jones are leaving Parks and Rec. The guy, cute guy from Skyfall came out. Madonna and Lady Gaga are in trouble in Russia. Disney's set to lose a fortune. Couple movie reviews. New trailer for American Horror Story. Big August movies coming out. And then a movie with the title August is missing. Ellen DeGeneres is going to host the Oscars.
Yay!
Shark Week starts off with its worst show ever. And Joy Behar is... going bye-bye this
bye
week.
Bye-bye, Joy.
I almost fit that in.
Nice.
You did.
You did fit that in.
That's oddly,
good.
You, Shark Week, I have something to talk about, but you're probably going to cover it anyway, but continue on, Al.
I can go on and on. Now not news-related, but it keeps bubbling under, but New Mexico and Ohio are passing all kinds of strange pro-gay marriage laws, trying to, like, sneak them on the books.
Oh.
And this has been happening for the last couple weeks, that a couple mayors have been doing stuff. Oh. The governor is pro-gay marriage. And they're all trying to, like, work something into the legislation under the radar while Illinois flounders. And then one of a mayor in Pennsylvania today.
New Mexico?
Yeah, New Mexico, very liberal. It's the big change state.
That's...
So
they have a Republican governor, Suzanne Martinez, right?
Yes, but it's a
and
mayor.
She's on board with that?
Oh, yeah. No. They're trying to get around her.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
Everybody's working
That's
around
why everybody's
her.
Submitting
and
it
she's probably going to be the first Republican governor to cave on it. She'll probably go before Chris Christie. Because New Mexico,
wow.
Right. And that's what they're saying for the Southwest. Is it's something to look forward to that the new young Democrats are trying to change Arizona and Texas the way Nevada and New Mexico have fallen. So, interesting. Anyways, that's been on my list for weeks, and I keep – but look for those stories because they're really interesting, and they're bubbling under. And then the Pennsylvania thing came up today.
Wow.
So Glee has decided that they are they're going to deal with Corey's death, but they're not going to have him die of a drug overdose. They thought that was too close to home for everyone to play.
Yeah.
But there will be The More You Know.
Yeah, they're doing PSAs.
They're doing PSAs throughout, and they're saying that unless they recast the entire show top to bottom and start with new kids – that the two-season – that we were all surprised by the two-season renewal, that will be the hard end to it.
Okay.
That no one can see it going on past then, now, like
– I think it's already outlived its
welcome. And I haven't watched it in quite some time, but I felt that it had outlived its –
No, but it's a money – you again,
no,
it
just,
all goes
I get
back
that.
To money. It's a huge moneymaker still.
I get
they're,
that.
Yeah, they're making money hand over fist. So for someone to pull the plug and say – We'll take that 2-year renewal as an end, unless they recast. If they recast with all new kids, then everybody's on board to continue.
I'm really glad that they're not going to have Finn die of an overdose.
Yeah.
Because kids already kind of make the celebrities real, like their characters,
right?
Real and not just kids. I mean, they're some adults that do the same thing.
Marianne from Tales of the City is a real person,
right.
And I'm
See,
friends
there
with her.
You
so
go,
it's,
right?
It's a problem.
You
and when he, go, when he goes to other cities, he looks for fictional neighborhoods to go to.
Exactly. So
I always thought Pine Valley was real.
Oh, I've looked for it.
I'm telling you.
I have literally.
By the way,
all my children.
Soap opera, all my children.
I've also looked for Hidden Valley, and I can't find that either.
I think you found that.
There's a ranch down there.
Oh,
Fat
and Beauty.
What was it Al said earlier? Oh, fuck you.
Let's see. How do I want to phrase this? Fuck you.
Is it Proust or?
So the weird thing with Parks and Recreation was the stunt casting of Rob Lowe in the first place. I never understood it, although it was a funny character. He was supposed to be on for 6 episodes, and now he's in like his 3rd season. Mm. But and Rashida Jones, who is Quincy Jones' daughter with Peggy from the Mod Squad.
Peggy Lipton.
Peggy Lipton from the Mod Squad. They're leaving. They're going to write them off. So Community continues on, and it's kind of weird. Like, why is Leslie Knope's best friend leaving? But so the cute show, I don't understand. Rob Lowe leaves every show he's on, though. He builds up a great character. He gets That's something true. Going, and then he walks away because he decides he's...
Well, except
he,
Brothers and Sisters, because that,
no,
was
he left.
Just take it, that was taken off.
No, he left before it. Didn't he leave before? That was my other example.
Like during that season, he died in the died in the accident.
Yeah,
he
doesn't. He never stays around to watch the train hit the station.
He is like John Stamos. He is getting cuter.
Oh, I agree.
Oh my God.
Well, I think last week you even asked, "Now, who did he sell his soul to?" Because you're like, he looks so good,
and that body is amazing. And they make a joke of like how good he looks on that show, like the running joke of how ridiculously handsome he is
like,
constantly
on the
show.
Better than before.
Oh yeah, like. Mm-hmm. He's like Hillary Clinton. He just gets better looking.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Alleged lesbian, according to Fox News.
Alleged. So Ben Winshaw, which Kevin, that you met at brunch the other day, a movie partner of mine.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in love with Q from Skyfall since he walked on screen. That cute nerd that we were like, oh no.
He came out?
He came out. He's been
gay Bond.
Gay Bond. Yeah. He's been married for a year. He has a partner. There was no real speculation, but his agent was like, oh, fuck it. He's gay.
Isn't he a formal child star?
I want to say yes. He looked very familiar, but I was too busy masturbating to check on IMDb because I've really found him sexy hot. Yeah. Cute guy.
Wow.
And then the kid from The Cosby Show.
Yes, she did.
Is that Raven? Is
Raven?
Raven
Simone.
Yep.
The little, she's the little girl on
See, and
Olivia.
I had long since left The Cosby Show. I had seen enough bad sweaters.
She was hysterical.
Was she?
She was
funny. Oh, yeah. She's a little sassy little girl. She's, when they brought her in.
They brought
Great
her in.
Delivery.
And they brought her in later because.
Rudy stopped being cute.
Well, right. That's exactly
under
right.
Contract.
So they brought in, I think, wasn't she the daughter then of the older girl? She somehow.
Yeah, because they killed off.
Lisa Bonet's stepchild.
Yeah, yes.
Lisa Bonet. Sonia, no, the older one. Sonia. Wasn't it Sonia's? Or was it Lisa Bonet's?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Lisa Bonet. I
watched it.
My problem with Cosby was that it was never funny, so I had to stop watching.
We watched it every Thursday.
You're heartless. How can you? That show.
I never even cracked. And I laughed at everything.
There wasn't even a dog on it.
I never even cracked a smile at that show.
Any kind of an animal.
Nope. I thought that was the most unfunny sitcom of all time. Never. Wow. And I laugh at everything. I find doors closing funny.
It's unheard.
I thought that show was horrible, and the sweaters drove me fucking nuts.
Well, wow. I'll agree. I'll give you the sweaters. Yeah. I'll give you that.
So, and Madonna and Lady Gaga, I thought I'd slip in a new Madonna story since the 30th anniversary passed.
Oh, I thought it was for me.
It is, but we talked about the 30th anniversary of the Madonna's first album last week, I think.
Yeah.
If we didn't, I meant to.
It's crazy that it's been that long. To think that lucky star is
31 years since the first single came out.
Everybody.
That's 31 years, but.
But Lucky Star was on the same album, wasn't it?
Yeah, but,
that was the first song.
That's the next year.
Give me a fucking break. It's the same goddamn album.
Oh, shall we do that with George Michaels?
Sure, yeah. We can. If you'll say his name correct.
That was for you, by the way.
Yeah. If you say Donna Summers, he'll kill you.
Slowly.
I do that.
Age before beauty, darling. You'll die first. So Madonna and Lady Gaga are accused of violating visas in Russia for promoting a gay lifestyle. And Lady Gaga pretty much called Putin a pussy.
Yeah.
And said, then why didn't you fucking arrest me when I was there? Like, I was on stage with, you know,
right.
My security guards aren't going to fight off your army, dumbass.
Right. With all the gay boys dancing for her.
Yeah, I'm here for the gays, dumbass. Yeah, right.
One of her dancers is hot, too. Michael Silas is.
Just the one, dear? No, they're all hot.
That's true. But one particular.
But just funny that, and Madonna came to the very vocal support of Pussy Riot. Because Pussy Riot has, I think they're
are they still incarcerated?
I think they are still in jail.
Yeah.
And so that's just going
hard labor,
shitty.
Not just in jail.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, really?
That.
Yeah. And no one's really rushing to their defense because things are going wrong. Now, I was reading some stuff from gay athletes that are trying to, like, address the Russian Olympics and the Olympics in Russia. And one of the things that they were talking about was that the only person really hurt by the U.S. boycott of Moscow in 1980, the last time we had Russian Olympics, was the athletes. That a lot of athletes that had worked so hard, spent all this time, got no recognition, didn't get their Olympic glory. It really did nothing to U.S.-Russian relations. They certainly didn't pull out of Afghanistan. Neither did we. Right. So what this athlete is suggesting is that they ban Russian athletes from keep it there, let them have the money, but don't let the Russian athletes play. And it's so that's what he's saying, like make sure that the Russians are the ones that suffer for what's going on. And I thought that was very interesting because the Winter Olympics is so gay. I mean,
well, come on.
Come on.
Hello, Brian Boitano.
And again, it's the whole thing of the tent pole, excuse my language, of that thing is the women's figure skating. It's a gay Olympics.
Yeah.
They do, it's all prime time.
And luge.
The luge. When you're sliding down somebody's back at that speed.
Right. Hello.
Come on.
We should bring Dusty Brinsmaid in on that topic of figure skating.
So very interesting. Disney is set to lose up to $190 million, as low as $160 according to estimates, to the Lone Ranger. Armie Hammer and
Johnny Depp
are blaming the critics, saying the movie was crucified like World War Z and Titanic and other movies were based on pre-release press.
But Titanic did okay.
Right.
As
and
did
so,
World War Z.
World War Z, but they both got terrible press going into, like, terrible press. And most reviews were written for World War Z before it came out. Based on the press.
Well, they went and reshot World War Z because of all that, too.
Right, and they reshoot just about everything.
Whole final half.
Yeah, once you get to like 190
Not
million.
Not reshoots, but like, okay,
a whole
let's
new movie.
Change the movie.
They brought in the guys from Lost and redid. The second half of the movie is written by the guys from Lost and takes place in a room, where the rest of the movie is like the whole world. The last 20 minutes are one room.
So now, I know, Clayton, you saw that.
And liked it. So people, The Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger.
Did. But again, let me preface this by saying, literally, if it was 90 minutes of Johnny Depp reading a phone book, my mom and I are going to go watch it and be like, oh, he was fantastic.
He was good.
But the movie...
But was it entertaining?
I thought it was entertaining.
Right.
It was far-fetched. It wasn't... Right. You know, it's not 1950s Lone Ranger riding through the desert on a white horse.
Batman's not far-fetched. No. I mean, like, of course it's far-fetched. It's supposed to be.
The special effects and the shit that happened in that movie, I thought it was great. I mean, I wasn't expecting to be enthralled, you know, and... Right. No, I got what I expected.
This isn't lowered expectations, but it is the end of Armie Hammer's career because now he's got like three big bombs under his belt.
I have to see who this is.
Armie Hammer played the twins in
Winklevoss.
I haven't seen Social Network.
Social Network. The movie.
He was in Mirror Mirror with Julia Roberts. Yeah. He was the Prince Charming in that.
He's like 6 foot,
which also really bombed.
Okay. He played the lover of J. Edgar Hoover
in
with Leonardo DiCaprio.
What I will tell you about this, the movie that kind of surprised me in regards to the character for Armie Hammer, which is probably why he's being panned so bad. I was really surprised that the character is kind of dumb. I was really surprised at that. And I mean, it really played on the Johnny Depp character being the all-knowing of everything.
Well, he was the producer, wasn't he? Didn't Johnny Depp produce that movie?
He's got a finger in it, however they justify it.
Well, Johnny Depp in the interviews did say before the movie, he went out on the reservations and he spent time with these Indians because he wanted to portray that, and he wanted to portray it correctly. He didn't want to be disrespectful to the Native Americans or anything. So he did research on that. I just didn't expect that the Lone Ranger character, it's like going to a movie and seeing Batman or Superman and that character being dumb and the sidekick always being the one who's the smart one.
Right. And this, you guys talked about this while I was away, so I have some corrections to make. The Lone Ranger was a radio program.
Originally, not, sure.
Yeah, originally, right. Yep. It wasn't a comic book.
Didn't I say that?
I don't know, but
you had sent it.
And Armie Hammer has nothing. Oh yeah, we corrected it all in the chat room. Armie Hammer has nothing to do with Armin Hammer. He's from an oil tycoon's family.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was stuff that I was trying to get to you guys, but I was the delay was.
This
too
is
bad.
Why you can't leave.
Yeah.
And if you're not going to be the fact checker, Kat Carlson will be.
Yeah.
Just so that you know, I have a little.
We have backup
input.
We have Kat Carlson in studio.
So American Horror Story, the new trailer is out, and it's
which movie?
American Horror Story. TV. This season is The Coven, and Kathy Bates joins Thaisa Farmiga. I can't think of it's anyway. She's the sister of the other one. With the same last name, she's back from the first season. I know.
I'm more confused than normal right now.
I know.
Like, huh?
Vera Farmiga, who's in Bates Hotel, she has a younger sister who was in the first season of American Horror Story. She didn't come back for the second. Now she's back for the third. It's like witches from Salem to today. Hmm. It's going to jump time.
Jessica Lange
is always in it, and she's always the lead. They try to pass it off as she's not, but it's always written around her. The sexy Evan Peters is back. Lily Rabe is back. Sarah Paulson.
I like Sarah Paulson.
Yeah, really good. And Lily Rabe is my girl's, Jill Clayburgh's daughter.
Yep. I remember you saying that. We had looked her up.
And at one point she had to play Al Pacino's girlfriend, and he was her mother's lover when she was born and might be her dad.
Awkward. And Age Before Beauty.
A little icky. Well, yeah, Age Before Beauty. Mm-hmm. So, but anyways, the new season is all these women like on walls while they play
Pretty Women.
The House in New Orleans. What's the name of that song?
Lounge Singer?
Yeah. With the House in New Orleans.
House of the Rising Sun.
Really good. So look for that online. The trailer gives away nothing but really creepy.
They play that song in the commercial?
Yeah, they play the song with women like, and they're not like being abused. They're just like kind of like floating on the walls. Really creepy. American Horror Story, always scary. Big week for August movies. It's usually the dumping ground. This is the start of the dumping ground for movies until the Toronto Film Festival. We have Elysium opening.
Whoop.
We're the Millers, which got good reviews.
Ooh.
Really good, like strong reviews for a kind of a silly August comedy. Elysium is getting, Variety wrote a great review of that, and I love that director.
I think that they had written a really great review about The Cosby Show as well.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, just saying. Everybody.
Julia Roberts and friends are usually the only time me and American Mainstream come together. I'm just telling you.
That's a good point.
And Blue Jasmine actually opened. I was expecting that to be a couple weeks away, but it's already playing in Phoenix. Woody Allen's new one, and it's making his top five list of best dramas. Everybody's getting good reviews. Including, shockingly, Andrew Dice Clay is getting...
Wasn't ready for that.
...is
movie.
Back on the radar with great reviews for his
bada
performance.
Bada-bing,
bada-bing. Yeah.
That guy.
Hickory Dickory Dock, this bitch was sucking my cock.
Right.
Yeah, in case you weren't familiar.
He's a problem.
Google him, you'll love it.
He was also in Pretty in Pink.
Oh my God, these are hot.
I digress.
There was wasabi.
There were wasabi. So anyways, I think all three of those movies are going to be exciting. I'm going to go see Blue Jasmine tomorrow. Now, August Osage County, which I thought was going to get dumped into a summer release, got bumped to Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So we are straight
I thought it always
up
was.
Oscar bait. I was not sure. But it's Meryl Streep and Julia Roberts and a cast of thousands, and it is like Oscar catnip.
Okay.
Yeah, it's...
So I was looking for that today, and I got a release date. Ellen DeGeneres is set to host the Oscars for the second time.
Now, are we excited for this?
Very excited.
I am excited for this.
She was great.
She was a great host. Yeah. She did a great job with the Emmys in 2001 when it was a tough year and everything was going to shit. So she's good. Joy Behar finishes the View this week.
That's Friday, isn't it?
They already filmed that. Mario Cantone hosts it.
Yeah, so it must
be. Really?
It must have been filmed today. I have a question on Mario Cantone.
Gay.
Gay.
Gay
before
beauty.
Age before beauty, though. You talk.
He is crazy. Mario Cantone.
He really is. I don't like him. I was just going to ask if you guys what you think of him. He drives me fucking nuts.
He had a Broadway show a couple years ago called Laugh Whore that my friend Gina in New York and I went to see. And it started off really uncomfortable. And we were like, even I was ready to be like, I can't, like, this is really bad. And then he just hit his stride, and he is funny, 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 but he's manic. Truly, truly manic.
Not funny.
I don't find him funny at all.
Oh, that Laugh Whore show was... ended up being pee your pants funny, like, really quickly. Funny. But it started off, like, in that awkward, welcome to tourists, uncomfortableness that we were both like, oh, I can't watch this.
Painful.
Yeah.
See, now that's how I see him all the time.
Now, I've never seen his stand-up aside from the few times, I mean, here and there, but I've seen him on The View a few times. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, because he's out there.
He's there.
But, even like you can't keep up with him. It's that it's,
you don't want to.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Yeah.
And where there are
like, he's doing Judy Garland impersonations. Dude, it's 2013.
Right. Yeah.
But well, not just but that. The other but
thing she's still relevant.
She's still dead.
I understand.
But the fact that he updates his Liza Minnelli imitation to meet her crazy every step of the way is kind of funny. He's a very specific kind of humor. I loved him on Sex and the City. I thought he was...
Haven't seen that.
Oh. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
I do everything I can.
Please send all your telethon money to Mark over here.
By the way, I was excited. I just was able to cancel HBO off of our shit because Jason's moving out. I was happy with that.
Seven.
I can never visit again.
I just sent a link for you about We Are the Millers because I've read that it's getting bad reviews.
Okay, and I have heard
Rotten
that that's phenomenal.
Rotten Tomatoes has it at 20%.
No, We're the Millers is Jason Sudeikis and Jennifer Aniston. Mm-hmm. No, I read two reviews today that were like really positive.
I'll see it anyways because Jennifer Aniston is one of my
One of those places where Meet America meet up in the middle.
What am I thinking of? But it's TV, not movie. I'm sorry.
Shameless.
With William H. Macy.
Shameless.
That's what it's called?
Yeah.
I thought it had like a name in it. My bad.
Shameless. That's the one on Showtime that your friend's brother likes or something.
Yeah, yeah. Aaron's brother.
Is it William H. Macy in Shameless? Maybe that's what you're thinking.
Yeah. so this week I saw, we saw 20 Feet from Stardom, which...
Brilliant.
Please, please, please go see this movie. It was so well done. And a story about 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 really, really talented women that just don't get appreciated enough. Now, Barbara and I had talked on the way there that both of our childhood dreams were to be backup singers.
Oddly enough.
Yeah, that we shared this mutual dream.
Love that.
Like the dancing and how much we love going to concerts and watching the backup singers. Like, I really will spend time.
Now, let me interject just a brief moment here. Knowing how I know both of you, the word backup is nowhere in your vocabulary.
That's why it's so strange.
But we both agreed, and everybody knows, like, if you want me to, like, during a song, I'll just sing the backup, because I've learned their parts. Like, I find singers and concerts to be fun.
The great thing about the movie, though, is the whole premise of the movie, the foundation of the movie, is that the hooks that these girls sing are the most memorable parts of the song.
Right, no, true.
And, like for me, my thing was, like, Elvis Presley, Suspicious Minds. That's one of my favorite songs of all time because of
Kathy Westmoreland.
The girls
the
in the back going, "We're suspicious, man."
Yeah,
I was just all over that.
And they start with "Walk on the Wild Side" and the color girls sing.
Okay, now we're getting into royalties.
So, but it really is. So they do all the things where they show you the hook, and that's what you remember. And then they did the Mary Clayton with "Gimme Shelter," and it's something that that was one of those songs where I never really focused that there was a female singer there, but now that I've heard the story, I'm like, it is a duet. I'm like, I never realized that was... It was just a backup singer, not a duet. And then, Lisa, the one that I was not familiar with,
Lisa Fisher.
I mean, and he kept going to the bathroom during any part of her solo, because you said you don't do doo-ops or ooh-ahs or something like that. She
that was a quote from Dreamgirls. I don't do oohs and ahs.
Oh, yeah, 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 that is. Okay. She was, the musicality on this woman was just unbelievable. Like, she was, Sting was like, okay, the last 5 minutes of the song, just vamp, go.
Oh.
And she just lets loose, and you're, I mean, it was, and there was a, I want to say she was a woman of color that was.
No, she was just a white lesbian.
Intentional racism.
Oh, there was a dyke.
Ooh. Intentional racism.
Dyke before beauty.
And I said age before beauty. So.
Look, Hyman.
She, I didn't get.
She was the worst person to see him.
Did anyone see where I went with that?
Than Davina Ross, that is the worst person to see a movie with.
Which one, Miss Ebony?
No, that lady that was sitting
there.
The lady that was sitting there.
And I was, seriously, I was this close to, like, getting up and dancing and singing along with some of these songs, too. Like, I was feeling the spirit, I had to tell you. The one interesting part was, and I kept saying to him, like, I'm like, they're not lit, because, you know, I'm a complete savant when it comes to liner notes from albums.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Are you?
So I kept saying, I'm like, no, there's more credits to that. Like, they should be listing. There's
yeah. Each time they would show somebody, like they would say their name, and then they would include like four or five credits of you may have heard them on this, or this. But by no means were they all inclusive.
Because yeah.
I was thinking that too, but differently. We were thinking differently.
There was people that I knew that were missing. And then the Waters, Julia Waters, and I can't think of what her brothers and sisters' names are, but I know them from different
Muddy?
Records. Shut up. So.
Credence,
this time I'll be
water?
The age before the beauty. I'll let you be.
But you would know. Crystal Waters?
No.
What is insane is these people were recording on things from the 70s, 80s, 90s up until like.
Last week.
Yes.
Like literally.
With a new single dropping.
Right. And so they, I'm like, these people are really famous. Like they're on a lot of shit. Yeah. And they're not getting credit for it. And then the one said, what did they ask her? Like, what was the biggest thing you were on? Or what was your favorite thing that you were on? She's like, toot, toot. Hey.
Beep, and you're beep. Like, ah!
And I'm like, well, yeah.
Because he kept waiting for them to address
Donna
like, Summer.
Please come up with the fact that I knew that, and I didn't know they were them. I knew they were Enough is Enough. That Enough is Enough is two big, powerful voices, but 18 powerful voices behind them. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of fun. But just amazing music throughout. It was just a feel-good documentary. I mean, they were all alive. Like, no one died. Yeah. One woman was teaching Spanish, but that was as low as you got on the pity page. Really, just
I
a
really
good time.
Recommend it.
I really do too. Really do too. And then I saw yesterday.
And excuse me, just before we wrap that up, that's only at Camelview here in Phoenix, right? Scottsdale,
yeah,
right?
That's probably as far as it'll go. It's not going to open wide. It is a straight up documentary.
Right. Again, going back to Dreamgirls, though, like, during the movie, I said, I don't do oohs and ahs because that's one of Effie's lines.
Right.
And
but then he stood up and walked out, so I thought he meant it. I was like, wow, he really sold the line. Yeah.
I have tiny bladder. I've peed twice since I've been here.
And we were drinking Polar Pops.
but that Lisa Fisher, she really, to me, was a real-life Effie, because actually at one point they start talking about, well, why do you think you'd never made it? And she was one who said, well, I don't think I have the drive.
Yeah, I'm not in the mood.
I don't have the – I don't always want to get up and go do all that. I thought, oh, well, bitch.
Wow.
And the one girl's like, I'm not ever going to sing back up again. And then she's like, well, I got to pay the bills.
Got to pay the bills.
Like, so I
Michael
wore a
Jackson's.
Straight wig.
Michael
Jackson
Jackson's.
From This Is It tour. She was
and the funeral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't think of what her name was, but she's –
Judith Hill. That's
Judith
her
Hill.
On the front.
Yeah.
She's the really pretty girl that's mm-hmm. in the movie, because I remember seeing the trailer
yeah.
about it. And,
she's
yeah.
like black Asian.
So
she's gorgeous.
She's trying to get
her
Blasian? Career going. Blasian. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Blasian.
Tiger Woods, Age Before Beauty. And then yesterday I saw – and I just cannot recommend this movie enough. It's my Moonrise Kingdom of this summer, The Way, Way Back. It yeah. was, and I'm not in the
chapter. Water park.
Can you give me a synopsis of this movie? Because yeah. I don't understand what it's about.
Right, I saw a post
it's just
today.
It's a and if seriously, if I had not recently gone on a spectacular summer vacation right. that included all the things from my youth, including bicycles and beaches, I would be the most bitter human alive today after seeing that. It
oh,
was.
He's close though.
Oh, it was a delight. it's a kid that gets stuck with his mom and her boyfriend, going on to the boyfriend's summer house, and he has to hang out with like all these people he doesn't know, and he's very nerdy, very uncomfortable.
Okay.
And he ends up finding a girl's bike in the garage and rides this girl's bike around this little beach town and finds adventure and meets people and finds friends and just gets a little bit of self-esteem. And it's a little bit of a coming-of-age story. Allison Janney steals it from
her.
She steals everything, I think.
Second.
She's so good.
She is funny from the get-go. Because yeah. you know there's going to be a little bit of drama in there. And sure. then when she's not busy stealing it, his name is Sam, and now I've lost – I can't think of his name.
Has Allison Janney ever played a lesbian in anything?
Yes.
Oh, she
and I can't think of where. Mm. But I saw her in 9 to 5 in the show 9 to 5 on Broadway. Sucked. Mm. But she was amazeballs
was she
as
Lily Tomlin.
Lily Tomlin. She was the tough one.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Sam Rockwell is his name, as the guy that kind of owns, runs, is in charge of the water park that the kid finds and makes friends
at. Does he play a creepy character?
No, he's a delight.
Because he's a creepy character in
most
so many
of the time,
things.
In so many things. And this one, he is...
Green Mile.
Yes.
He was really creepy.
And he still
Green
looks
Mile.
Young. Like, the Green Mile's like 13, 14 mm-hmm. years ago, and this guy still looks young. But anyways, this movie was such a delight. Okay. Such and what's her face? Toni Collette cannot make a wrong move. This woman does not have a bad performance in her. I'm convinced. Steve Carell plays a douche.
Carla and Connie.
Okay, maybe one or two. Yeah, I'm gonna give you that. That was horrible.
Okay, I kind of feel good by saying I haven't seen that.
Yeah, but so
stay with that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but
on that one, I'm gonna stay with it.
This movie is really good. Really good laughs, and not it gets a little sad. And it wasn't until the very, and I thought it was going to be like a retro film, like a period piece, because I thought the way, way back meant in time. Uh-huh. And I don't think this is giving anything away to say it, but the way, way back is where he sits in the station wagon. And as soon as, at the very end of the movie, when he was sitting in the back of the station wagon, I remember as a little kid going, I want to sit in the way, way back.
Oh, sure.
That's always where I sat. That was always mine.
Yeah, like it was about the car seat and where he sat.
Gotcha.
And I was like, and it was just, I don't know, my heart kind of broke about, like, you can't sit in the way, way back anymore, like, and face the wrong way. Like, you sat facing backwards.
Right,
and
right.
He was, and it was just such a little metaphor for, like, where he was in life, that he was facing the wrong way. He was all alone in the back seat.
All right, spoiler alert. Stop.
That's good.
It's the opening scene of the movie. Is he's in the back seat.
But that's good. I never. I would have never thought that.
And I honestly didn't get it till the end of the movie, and then I was like, oh, he's in the way, way back.
So Steve Carell is the
he's
the boyfriend.
The boyfriend.
Okay.
And Jim Rash from Community, who's so goddamn funny on Community. I know. He wrote The Descendants. One has an Oscar, and Nat Faxon, who was on that cute show Ben and Kate last year that got canceled. And I was always wondering, like, why does this guy have a sitcom? He's not that cute. Turns out he's an Oscar winner for writing The Descendants. They wrote and directed this together. They both have cute parts. It's just delightful. Don't miss it. Shark Week started off this week. Huge ratings, biggest ratings ever. And like I said, you know you're in good company when there's car commercials and movie commercials. And it has been like they built a Volkswagen to drive underwater.
And the best commercial ever. The commercial where they're freeing the
seal.
Oh, my God. It makes me want to watch Shark Week.
Yeah. But they started.
Back to you.
And then when she's crying and the little kids are screaming. But they started
I'm
off.
I'm laughing now.
I have to go back and read this because it started off with the. I'm 21 years in. It turns out that it's been going on for 26 years. I'm in like 21, 22 years. I can't quite decide what summer I started. Let me get to
Let's
this
see if
thing.
You're going to hit the story I'm curious about.
So they started off with the worst, the Megalodon prehistoric shark. It was the worst. At first I thought it was like a mockumentary movie about a prehistoric shark. And then it turns out like the event that they were talking about was real. But it was just filmed so badly. And it was a horrible two-hour documentary about whether or not this prehistoric shark still exists. The weird thing was they just found giant squid that they thought were extinct for like hundreds of thousands of years that washed up on the beach. There's a whale that they just found that they thought was extinct for hundreds of thousands of years that washed up on a beach. So they're like, well, can't this be real? And then they're mentioning like the tsunamis, the two tsunamis and Hurricane Sandy have changed tides and currents, and they're so much different in the world. Is that why we're seeing these new things? But it was bad. Either way, whether it's believable or not, it was bad. Thank God they started with a new air jaws and a new way to find sharks flying through the air. And it was a fantastic special today about tiger sharks that made me pee my pants.
But going back, now don't skim over because I have a question about that. And just because now you pretty much answered my question because you said it was horrible. Now, today on CNN, they had some sort of an oceanographer woman, blah, 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 whatever the hell she was, Skyping into CNN because they were talking about the fact that they bill Shark Week as they are the number one non-fiction network that they are. They bill and milk the shit out of Shark Week. In fact, even you said they make enough money off Shark Week to roll the rest of the shit for the rest of the year.
The rest of the year.
Is it Discovery Channel? Right. Is it?
Discovery.
So they produced
it put them on the map. Like they were nothing until they came up with Shark Week.
So they produced this show that is about this megalodon?
Megalodon. Whatever,
the whole thing. And so many people bought into the front end of it. Now, my question is, are there just so many dumbasses that watch Duck Dynasty and everything else buying into the fact?
That was last night. That was Voodoo Shark. No, this was, and no. Like I said,
say
this
it again.
Voodoo Shark.
Thank you.
Age of War Beauty. What
that was hell? That was Duck. That was the Duck Dynasty moment that they hit last night. But the Megalodon.
What is the sextopus?
Voodoo Shark. I need
stand
that.
By. Molly is on in the chat room. What about the fuck is the sextopus? We'll get to you back into Molly. Just hang on a minute.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't because I'm here today, so I'm not actually right. Watching.
So I just they were saying that the Discovery Channel had duped everybody. They are the most they're the number one nonfiction real not reality real TV documentary blah 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 blah.
But they said through the whole thing, and once I realized it wasn't a TV movie, and what I meant by mockumentary is what's his name that does all the mockumentaries. Best
Christopher
in show.
Guest.
Christopher Guest. Mm-hmm. I thought that's what a mockumentary is. It's when you like you think you're watching a true story, but it's really a TV movie.
It's all bullshit.
Right. This was like this. The accident that happened really happened. The sightings of this shark all really happened. The half-eaten whale. Everything was real except for how like the one guy believed it was real, and everyone else was like, "This guy's fucking nuts." There is no prehistoric shark around. You know what I mean? And they kept saying all of the experts on this program disagree with us. Like they kept doing like little flashes
because I clearly didn't see it, but yeah. I just see this on CNN. I'm like, why is CNN covering this if this isn't something of note?
And oh, because it's because CNN wishes they had Shark Week numbers.
Oh well, yeah, that's just
because
true.
Seriously, like world's worst dirtiest jobs. Mythbusters, everybody does a Shark Week special. Everyone wants Shark Week numbers because cable does not get these
that
numbers.
Right.
Also, they all they'll tie
they do,
in.
They theme
everybody
shows.
Everybody wants Shark Week.
Theme, like, they do theme
this
numbers.
Is, this is
or theme shows.
Discovery Channel stays on the air and makes documentaries about birds later in the year from the money they made off Shark Week.
Shark Week.
Yeah. And but like all the shows that tie in and movies are like, is there any way we can tie a shark into this to get into Shark Week advertising? This year it's Olympus. With a cute kid from
the shark vacuum, they should advertise on
oh,
that.
Oh, they should.
Oh my god,
they
I would do because I'm almost afraid to
but
buy.
But anyways, well then the other giant misstep they made, as far as I'm concerned, and other people like this stuff, so there's people that are probably eating it up.
Okay,
is Watch What Happens Live? Is that the name of that show?
Bravo.
That sounds right.
Bravo.
Yeah.
I think he's so cute. I have a crush on him.
Then there's The Talking Dead, which comes on after The Walking Dead, and I've learned to like The Talking Dead because no one but Katie watches the show, so I have someone to talk about it with. I can watch The Talking Dead afterwards, and they have people talk about it. Well, now they have like Talk Shark Now, Dark Time Live, whatever it's called, with a horrible comedian, and they do like cooking segments, and they talk about Shark Week, and they interview these guys. And Voodoo Shark was this big fat fatty. I mean, I am talking like he was 400 pounds if he was a minute with two teeth in his head. That was after the Voodoo Shark. And all the Voodoo Shark is the fact that bull sharks can go into fresh water and they swim up the Mississippi River in Lake Pontchartrain.
Right.
It's a real thing.
Right.
But because that was a great mystery until a couple years ago when Shark Week discovered that
there they are.
The bull sharks have learned to swim in fresh water. The people down in Louisiana, Brainiacs, each and every one, Mensa members, Age Before Beauty, they're chasing what they think is the voodoo shark. It's just a fucking bull shark.
Right.
But this big fat fatty gets into, he chums the water with a pig, and then they're shooting blood out of a cannon into the water. And hand to God, he jumped in the water, big as a house, bigger than the pig they put in the water, swam to the cage and got in the cage to face down the voodoo shark. And again, I thought, this can't be real. And then he was on the talk show afterwards. Three teeth in his head, fucking funny. And the second night, I'm like, all right, I like the talk show. Fucking funny, sitting next to that hot surfer that they launch him on jet skis and they put him in like 70-foot waves.
I gotta start watching TV.
No. This is not TV. You've seen this. Anytime, if you've ever seen any video of a guy surfing a giant wave,
okay.
It's whatever this guy's name is, and I can't think of his name, but he's world famous. He's surfed the biggest waves in the world. If you've ever seen one of those videos where the guy surfs the 70-foot
Lance
wave. Yeah,
something,
it's Lenny. Okay. I can't think what it was.
All right.
But, oh my God. He's sitting next to the toothless guy, and they're having a conversation where this guy's looking for the voodoo shark, and this one's, like, legit. And he's like, the waters are sharky. So it's craziness. It's just as weirdly entertaining as ever. And if you have a high-def TV, you're wasting it if you're not watching Shark Week. Because this is, if you know how you like animal shows or stuff?
Yeah.
These are people inventing cameras to shoot high-definition pictures of underwater sharks and sea life.
And I literally today, as it was on CNN, I thought to myself, well, I should just flip over to Discovery and just look for
air jaws. Anything that says air jaws.
But just set it to record and just start recording and filling my DVR with this shit so I can watch it.
Don't watch all of it. But anything that says air jaws watch, because that's where they invent cameras to film them. So if you're interested in like photography or how they capture the cameras, capture the sharks on camera, it's amazing. It's
but
amazing.
Didn't you also say, was it last week you said that basically what Shark Week is they do have a set
2 hours
broadcast
of original,
of original and then everything else is repeats.
And then it's 26 years of like improving the camera. And you just watch them get better at finding sharks.
Okay.
And I watched them fuck today on film, and it was amazing.
But I watched this
is
fat
that
guy
shark
get in a cage.
Porn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God, Friends reference.
Thank you.
Shark porn.
I know so.
All right, now I'm going to get caught up in the chat room.
By the way, Laird Hamilton?
Laird Hamilton, yes. And he's so funny.
Oh, I know who that is.
Okay, no. So are you ready for what voodoo shark guy says to him? He's like, really? You're going to make fun of me with the Justin Bieber haircut? It was... And he said it with a dirty southern voodoo accent with three teeth in his head, and I almost shit the bed.
It was so convenient.
And his name, are you ready for his nickname?
Oh, no.
Hand to God, Blimp.
Aren't you kind of fascinated and frightened by like that Cajun southern voodoo?
Oh.
Like
all of it.
It just like I want to watch it, but I'm also really scared.
I just call it Dirty Water, Illinois or Louisiana. Pick a state.
Age before beauty.
Gulf Coast, somewhere.
Okay, so I got to catch up on here.
Yeah. No offense, Clayton.
What? Gulf Coast?
No, my slur about your people.
What?
Mississippi.
Oh my God! They're filming American Horror Story in Harrison's neighborhood. Uh-huh. I'm leaving now.
I can drive you there.
Coven, according to Whiskers, Coven is supposed to be more humorous. I like they're scary, though.
Going back to your Joy Behar thing,
that was
I read the funniest thing. Well, we got caught up in the voodoo shark. and I want to warn people that I will use voodoo shark in as many sentences as possible because I think it's kind of great.
Yeah.
No, but someone wrote an article about the big tribute that they're giving Joy Behar for her farewell on The View.
Because she's been Which on nonstop for 16 years.
Yeah, she's been the whole way.
The whole way. Mm-hmm.
Whereas with Elizabeth, they barely... To quote the article I read, they said, I don't think they gave her cab fare. They said, here's your hat, what's your hurry?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I love it. Oh, my God. That's me and Renee's favorite expression. Here's your hat, what's your hurry?
Here's some gluten-free pizza. Get out.
Joy Behar, and whether it was leaked or whether she had to announce it so early, and hers is... Because of the demographics. I've said that earlier. Like, they're not making a huge secret of the fact that she has timed out of the 18 to 49 demographic that they're searching for
Barbara,
so hard.
Yeah, Barbara
why isn't
did before
she
her.
Taking Barbara's
but, no, but
place
Barbara, but Barbara is Barbara. Barbara
no, I,
Barbara,
I, that's I understand.
Yeah, yeah. So,
I understand
but she
that
has timed out of the 20.
Another example of a legendary Barbara.
Yeah, because there's so few.
Yes.
dead, you know.
Age before beauty.
Dead, you know. Almost.
So the show was supposed to be about a 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and Barbara, women talking about the issue.
Her kind of reining them in.
With the 50s right woman interchanging with Barbara, they would go to 60s. No one, they're on 16 years.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And Joy Behar is no longer 50 or 60. She's 70.
Yeah.
And Barbara Walters is in her 80s.
She'll never tell you that.
Right.
But now I think with Jenny McCarthy's, I think it's going to be the only white person. I think this is their goal is now.
Intentional racism.
No.
They're going to Wendy Williams this show out?
Yeah,
what their goal is going to be is because you have to look at demographics. They want to skewer to minorities. So you're going to have Sherry Shepherd, yep, Whoopi Goldberg, whoever replaces, and Cerna got it wrong the other day. Jenny McCarthy is to replace Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Official.
Yeah, she's replacing
Jenny McCarthy.
Is replacing Elizabeth Hasselbeck, not Joy Behar. Joy Behar is going to be someone from Univision, Telemundo. Like,
oh, they had the.
Oh,
the,
what's her name? The
but
Latin
they're not
girl
taking auditions. They're going to sneak
her
in at the
she
last
was
minute.
The first owner ran Telemundo.
Yeah, but they don't.
That's who they had on, and she was fucking annoying.
They have had everybody on, but
do you know who I'm talking about?
Will
not the same. There was who was the Latina that was next to Sam Champion that week that they were in as a guest host?
They have seriously every Mexican woman in America has been on that show.
But she was on, but she was a current host of something on Telemundo.
Oh,
but she was fantastic.
Yeah.
But they are that is what they're going to do. It's going to be a predominantly
what
brown
Sam
panel,
Champion
and they
like?
And they
Sam,
want to make sure
Sam
you know
Champion
that
is the morning weather guy on Good Morning America. Blonde guy just got married.
That's who I'm. That's the same person.
Okay.
And I thought she was fucking awful.
Oh, I didn't think so.
Which is why it's The View, because you're going to love them or you're going to.
Speaking of that though, of The View and of people of color, has anyone seen the worst show ever?
The Talk.
The real. The real.
The real.
It makes the talk look like important, insightful TV. It is. It is seriously. I need you to look it up right now.
R E E L or R E A L?
The real, because we're keeping it real.
R E A L. Okay.
Wait, is, what is, tell me.
One of the Braxtons, one of the girls from Sister Sister, Niecy Nash.
Niecy Nash.
She's hysterical, though.
They shoot the show
on a budget of about $7 a week.
Oh, so they got a buck more than us.
Yes.
Hey, whoa. Who's getting money?
No, nobody's getting
money. Who's got a sex tape?
I'm paying $6.
What was your sex tape link? It didn't come up.
Oh, she.
I don't know anything about. I don't know anything about that. But I have to Google up keeping. What's it? The Real.
It's just called The Real.
On what network?
It's syndicated.
Oh, so it's dropping in anywhere.
Yeah, it is so bad.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's brand new. It's only been on like a couple of weeks. Someone, Buddy Early, actually told me about it. He said, "Have you seen this?"
Awesome.
And I said, "No, I haven't seen it." So I watched it, and I literally thought that I had found a parody of it.
Oh,
I thought that like Saturday Night Live
SNL,
had gotten their hands on it. No, it was just them. It is so bad, and they are zany girlfriends.
Oh,
honey, we'll tell it like it is. Was that racist?
We don't care.
The best.
Intentional or unintentional?
David Sedaris does it all the time. You know when your coworker says she's crazy that she's a bitch.
Girl, because we're keeping it real. They tell you they're keeping it real.
Like, I don't see Niecy Nash.
It's not Niecy Nash?
I don't either.
Maybe it's Moni Love.
it's a different black
person. Lonnie Love.
Lonnie Love. From,
by the way.
From Chelsea Handler.
Yeah. Unintentional racism.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, awesome. So I will.
And Moni Love's an 80s rapper, huh?
But I do. And
next
this,
week, we have
Mama's Boxed Wine kicking in.
Young
Mama's
Jeezy.
Boxed Wine. So I do have to. Because
Ghostface Killer to the stage, please.
Tyler and Molly have joined us. And Molly, I don't know what you're talking about, but I will. The Sextopus, I will find out later.
Oh, that's what I hooked. That's what I linked to.
Oh, it didn't come up. I wouldn't let me link to it. So I will find out what the Sextopus is, and I will chat with you privately. And
well, I'll give you a hint. It's not what came up.
Oh, yeah, because even my iPad was like, honey, you don't want to look at this. But Tyler, I have been watching.
Who are these people? I'm looking on.
Oh, it's Tamara.
That's her, isn't it? That's what I thought. I'm like, that looks like Tamara or whatever her name is.
From Sister Sister.
Yes. Yeah, I got it.
The other one.
It's not going to go well. But True Blood.
Is that Brandy?
And I know.
Tamara Braxton.
Is that another?
The less talented, still beautiful sister of Toni Braxton.
Oh, is that what it says?
No, but that's what she is.
No. That was her bio.
No. I'm the less talented but still beautiful sister.
What are the two sisters? And then they have Ray J, who's the one who
fucked
Whitney.
Who the fuck is Ray J?
Raw Dog.
Wait, isn't that the sister of the sister who's the sister of Ray J?
Okay. Oh no, that's Brandy.
Brandy.
That's Brandy. No.
Yeah.
I don't know who I don't know who you're talking about. But
they have a little brother. I can't click on it.
We got an Asian, three blacks.
Bogus Degrees every summer in a church tradition to catch an octopus and cook and eat it until they hear they caught a 6-1 and they were like, no. Okay, Molly, I'm up to speed. But True Blood, if you gave up or you thought the last season sucked so you didn't go, come back. True Blood is back and they're doing like a conspiracy theory with a virus. It's they're going back to the
Never seen it.
To the, oh, it's good.
Are they keeping it real?
Keeping it real. Remember Cliff? You don't know me. I'm just keeping it real. You don't know me. But True Blood is so good again, and I'm so disappointed because I was hoping to cross it off my list this year. And we were I was at a dinner party, and everybody was like, we're only watching it because we've watched this far, so we got to finish it out. And then all of us were behind. It was a Sunday night. We were all missing it. We all went home and watched it, and we were all texting each other like, motherfucker, True Blood is good again. Now we're back. But I forget I work with people who can't afford HBO.
I'm just briefly.
Is that us?
Sorry.
I'm looking.
I don't have cable at all.
Okay, see, now you can't say shit to me.
No.
I barely have an antenna.
Seriously.
I wish that we would have come
up. He's going to break out in hives.
I wish that we would have come up with this tagline for our show.
Does anybody have tissue?
I thought you were joking about the telethon earlier. He needs one.
Tito, give me a tissue.
The fact that we didn't come up with this tagline, though, I think see you next Tuesday, and I've had a few email responses. They think they like that. But you think it, they say it. That's the tagline of the show, The Real. And
that's their thing.
One of the most recent names of a segment is called Tamara's Prank Call to Tawanda.
Girl.
Wow.
How does it not sound like a parody?
It does. That's it totally does.
Awesome. Right.
How many shows have you watched, though, that you're like, is this an SNL skit?
I watched two.
The Talk.
Because I couldn't believe how bad it was. Yeah.
So I hope, but I hope Lonnie Love is still on Chelsea Handler.
Taj, I thought this was going to be hot. Where's Taj, the hot food?
Maori. The, so there's Tia and Tamara.
Right.
And then this Taj.
It's probably a brother.
T-A-H-J. It is. And he was like a little.
Like a Solange Knowles like a little, or a.
Right, he was a little actor.
If you will. He was a little
same
actor.
Same as Ray J. That's I'm they're like the same age J.
I'd fuck him.
Well, duh. He has two arms.
Wow. He has two arms. So, Al, you're out. Return to
I love the Blasian. And two things. He was born on the same day as my grandmother's dog's bunny. Which coincidentally
hold on.
Is the day that Donna Summer died, May 17th.
Oh! Nobody knew she was sick. Well, she did.
My grandmother's dog Bunny's birthday was May 17th.
We are reaching.
We would
my
seriously
grandmother's
always
dog
Bunny.
Bunny, but it sounded like
you
dog's
know how Bunny,
Bunny
died because my grandmother and grandfather would insist that Bunny liked Hall's cough drops, and Bunny's head exploded from all the menthol he was
that
eating.
Happens a lot, actually.
Shut
his head exploded from having too many open sinuses. Dogs should not get menthol cough drops on a regular basis.
Note to self.
And Bunny bit it. He overdosed on menthol. You know they're not supposed to eat chocolate?
Yeah.
Menthol, same
apparently.
List. Causes some.
I think he would have been better off with the chocolate.
Oh, he like ran into a wall and killed himself.
So I'm
going to
writing down.
I would like everyone to know that I am not part of this. I don't condone this.
Fucking hysterical. Now,
before the PETA people show up.
Now, every week when I post these shows.
My grandmother would make a cake, which I think had chocolate in it, which would make the dog shit everywhere. But she would.
But he was alive.
He had clean sinuses.
He would put menthol cough drops in the cake.
Why?
And we would celebrate it because it was between her birthday was May 19th and mine was May 11th. And we would celebrate the dog's birthday with this deadly chocolate menthol cake. We were doing like doggy torture porn without ever knowing it. And she would swear up and down the dog likes it. It was hysterical.
There's so much wrong with all of this right now. All of it.
Oh my God. The dog's theme song is You Keep Me Hanging On. Because I eat a piece of cake and I almost died.
I need a cough drop. I need a cough drop.
Every week when I post these shows, I have to do like little search words for it. So Halls for Dogs is now going to be that may be the title of the show.
We're the not, Dog's Bunny. What is it? Because it sounded like you said the Dog's Bunny.
My grandmother's
that's
dog bunny.
I was confused.
Yeah, I knew that. We
oh,
were
I'm sure there was a pet rabbit
like,
in that filthy
if
house.
If PETA does not make this show viral. I'm not sure what's wrong with it.
I think Aaron is walking outside picketing right now, but I'm not sure. I may be wrong.
It's a public service announcement. Right. Don't give your dog Hall's cough drops.
Now, is Storybook
something you have to tell people to do?
I don't think that is a warning
also,
label.
Also, don't walk in front of the light rail.
Yeah, exactly. Fire burns.
Are store brand cough drops okay?
Oh, sure. No, sure.
What about
up, up, and away? What does Target sell?
Boys and girls, it's the end of hour two. We're going into what we like to call hour three. Sports is coming up, the Death Watch, Thoughtful Vulgarity, much, much more.
More ways to kill your pet.
Right. Stick around if you dare.
Have I never told you guys the Vicks cough drops?
No.
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
If you are just joining us, we just learned how Al's grandmother's dog died from ingesting Hall's mentholyptus.
For years.
Dogs.
How old is your grandma?
Oh, she's dead.
She's dead, too.
How did she die?
She joined
you
know, the
dog. You know what she would say if you asked her question? I was born 1910. That's all she would ever say. So she'd be, what, 113?
Almost 113.
She'd be 103 if she was still alive.
So now.
103. Good math.
Good math.
Now. You don't close the checks at the restaurant, do you?
No. I don't pay those bills.
Okay, so apparently, for some reason, Al and his family, his grandmother made a cake of chocolate and Hall's cough drops.
I don't know if it was chocolate, because chocolate is bad for dogs. But
Hall's aren't good for dogs either.
No. And they were, like, straight up Vicks. Like you got stoned, like, just being near them.
But in in Vic's modern day defense, those were back when they made them really good, and they would open up your like wasabi.
That's probably true.
Though those motherfuckers they years
really
ago,
were you Vic's, can't Vic's wasabi rub.
Right, exactly.
That's probably
because
a good
you
point.
Can't buy cough drops and that shit. That's good. Like when you do a nasal spray now, it just kind of whatever. You're good. But it used to be your eyes would swell and like you could inhale a Buick.
See,
but Bunny was the replacement dog for Butch, and there was we don't know how Butch died.
Let's
due to a lack of witnesses and poor lighting, there is no
and
way
no
to know.
And no cake residue.
I didn't know chocolate was bad for dogs until recently.
Oh no, it's I've always known that.
Yes. I had no idea.
But I always grew up around dogs and on a farm, so that's part of it.
Well, I had dogs, but we just didn't include. We gave him cough drops.
Hi again. This is Hour 3. It's the show with Clayton McKee. That is me. I'm on Q-Talk America every Tuesday with my friends Al Perkins, Marnie Ryer. Typically, Katie June is sitting here, but this week we welcome Barbara Seville.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Barbara.
No, I meant the listeners.
Age before beauty. Oh.
Yeah, there's age that. Before beauty, darling.
There's that. We are in studio. Marnie
I'm
just
still
showed
the
back
fucking oldest. We got to get somebody else in here. Is there any old friends besides me? I just cut that one
Miss
off.
Miss Ebony's
the
busy.
They've all died.
Bless her. Well, bless her.
Well,
heart.
Actually, no.
Can we lure her here with a Vicks cough drop or
no,
a cocktail?
The difference is they're all in relationships and are busy. How do you feel now?
Well, we learned about how I like to sleep with my partner, so that ain't gonna happen.
And Marnie even brought up the fact earlier that a Blasian had two arms, so you weren't gonna sleep with them either. There's that.
I slept with the one with two arms. God damn it!
Are you sure?
Yes, I didn't notice the other arm.
I think we all have.
Tied behind his, well, he was wearing a jacket like this one.
This is not mine.
No.
So don't go after him.
And actually, it comes from my antique wreck of clothing in my house because that is an old.
That means shit he found by the canal.
No, it's not. No,
things next abandoned.
To the,
things
next that, to the lawnmower.
No, things that his sexual conquest decided to leave rather than
go
back.
No.
They escaped without.
No.
Leave it.
No.
LeBron. Run. No. There's no time.
No, wait.
Save the jacket. Save the planet later.
Wait a minute.
Crawl out the window for the love of God.
If my mother is watching and feel free to, well, text me later, Mom. Oh. But that jacket my mother brought back from London when she was there. She brought me a Hard Rock Cafe jacket.
Right there?
She saw the cat. She saw cats in London. Not those cats from Montana.
No.
Or Wyoming.
She wouldn't be able to count.
She
saw
I hope
the
she
play.
Got tasered so she didn't have to watch the whole fucking
no,
show.
No, she watched
that
the whole
show.
Well, she watched the whole show. Light the corners
it's
of
my mind. God bless Katie when she's drunk.
Awesome.
She did a mashup last week that just made no sense, but I loved it.
God, it was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
And my favorite part, she meant it.
Oh, she bought it. She sold it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She had it going. Oh, but you'll be relieved to know.
She had an invoice.
Molly
that.
Just said suddenly the show turns into the $25,000 pyramid.
Things Angie Dickinson would say. Things you shouldn't feed your dog.
Things you can't find at the ranch market.
Yeah.
Things to clear your sinuses.
Okay, so good news for you.
Who, me?
The Predator show, they fired him. The guy that keeps knocking on your door?
How, Chris Hansen?
Come and knock on
my door.
Yeah, he got fired.
From why?
What? Wait, no, Hansen
no.
was Mbop.
No.
Is that the right name?
No, wait. Let's, can we just stop? Hansen was the music group. Mbop. Yes.
Right.
Chris Hansen was the host of To Catch a Predator on NBC.
But
my
not,
very first
like, not
nationwide
like they do? No.
Television
not
appearance.
Hansen's dad.
Okay, not Hansen's dad.
No.
So Hansen is the guy that keeps knocking on your door to find your underage boyfriend.
Come and knock
right.
On
not right. Mine. Oh. I don't have any.
Oh, because he got out through the window and left the jacket. I'm sorry. I
keep
can't
up,
keep
Clayton,
up.
Keep
this
up.
Jacket has
it's
a Central High School ID pass.
That kid just went to the bathroom.
No, it was
all he wanted to do was
it
go
was
pee.
Brophy.
By the way, I do have a pair of shorts from Brophy, but I found them.
Oh,
next
sure.
to the lawnmower
no.
and the vacuum.
With,
and the
with a candlestick with Colonel Mustard.
Not a big window. There are size limitations to what can go in and out.
They're all
racist.
Welcome.
You find it Ranch Market. That is funny.
All right. Now, are
right,
you
calm
done?
Down.
Are you done with your entertainment segment, or is there more?
I think so. But that doesn't really answer
phone?
Your question.
By the way, our drinking word.
Why do you have my phone?
You handed it to me.
Oh, give it to
you
me.
You were showing him people, but you don't know who they are. Remember?
Yeah, Ray J.
Yeah, well, there's
oh,
that.
Yeah, there was
oh,
a Blasian.
Where the fuck is my phone?
What?
There was a Blasian that I had to look at.
Oh, no, yes. Because. Well, there's that. Oh, is this right? Okay, well, Al, wow, can't talk. Okay, drinking word.
Drinking age before
phrase,
beauty. Yes,
phrase,
please,
age before
please.
Beauty. Barbara Seville's with us, Marnie Ryer. It's Al Perkins, and I think it's time. We've missed it for a couple weeks, but
oh,
we're
back.
We're going to check in with our Death Watch.
People that are alive!
Get them! Get them! That's a dude, that's
people
a dude.
Should pray to be on this list because they will.
Seriously.
Truly, nobody does.
Truly live forever.
Nobody.
Absolutely.
Nobody had Corey Monteith in the pool.
Nope.
No.
Couldn't Dennis Farina snuck by. Who knew he was old? And then who died? Somebody died last week that we all liked. Oh, Eileen Brennan.
Yes, was said,
this
about
week,
that.
Some jazz musician. Never heard of him, but I pretended to be sad for about 2-3
that
minutes.
That was nice of you.
I was finishing a cup of coffee. I really didn't have anything else to do.
Make time for it.
Seriously, let's get some perspective on this.
Oh, come on.
Looking at this.
Now, for people like Tanner, who
I got to move
sure
Randy Travis out because he was just moved to rehab.
Tanner's a lovely child.
All right.
Oh, I will give you.
I'm good call.
What, Tanner's what?
A lovely child. Lovely man. He actually is a massage therapist who works in Central Phoenix.
Oh,
hi, Tanner.
Tanner, I need a massage.
Oh, no. He was railing yesterday about people asking for free massages.
No, right. Not for free. Okay. I have money.
He has
a
money
job,
and a job.
And I don't want anything dirty. I just need a massage.
You can just show up and get rubbed.
I'm a clean white woman.
Yes, there's that.
There's a lot of truth there.
In captivity.
Which part?
Well, she's white. So number one stays Valerie Harper because
we know it's
going to kill me and it's going to be a sad show, but she's got to go. Yeah,
we have insider trader information.
Jerry Lewis.
I don't think.
Not Jerry Lee
Phil
Lewis.
Phil and Betty Windsor, friends, casual racist, and his wife, Betty.
Uh-huh.
Nelson Mandela.
I think that's your good money right there.
Yep.
Nancy Reagan or Babs Bush. We're not picky. Jim Garner.
I think Nancy Reagan before
Babs.
Oh, James
Garner. I haven't seen him lately.
Yeah, Sally Struthers, and I'm thinking from the eating disorder she's been trying to work up since
Well, she's doing something with a DUI this week. She's fighting a DUI.
Oh, really?
How did we miss that in headlines?
I'm looking it up right now.
Thanks. People at cable TV, you could do it.
I would think it was a DUE with her driving under the eating is what I would think she would have.
Karen Black's not heavy. She's just batshit crazy.
No, Sally Struthers.
Oh, Sally Struthers.
In
Maine. Exactly.
In Maine?
I don't know why these children.
Who gets a DUI in Maine?
What else are you going to do in Maine?
Sally Struthers. Okay.
Karen Black, who's raising money for pancreatitis online from fans, and it turns out I'm the only one and I'm not giving because I'm saving up for my massage with Tanner. And Zaza Gabor or whatever's left on the bed when she goes.
No, not much.
Parts is parts.
Well,
honey.
They'll call her Bob.
Yeah, she's chicken nugget heart.
And that doesn't mean battery operated buddy. No.
Matt. Any of the good names.
Matt.
Bob. I love Bob.
Art.
I love Bob.
What do you call a man with no arms and no legs in the water?
Bob.
Or Stu.
Oh, no, that's boiling water.
That's nice.
Boiling water. A hot tub.
Oh, look, it's just a table of truly tasteless jokes.
Oh, God.
That's good.
I'll go to Helen Keller.
Well, wait, we have to fill
So
we
we've got to fill
in
position number three. We need Barbara, would you like
think?
To throw
Please.
a name in the ring?
I'm going to go traditional.
There's more points for the young and unexpected.
Yes.
Or the old and plucky. Like Betty White would get you a buttload, but everyone would hate you.
You can't say it. I said Nelson Mandela.
By the way, anybody else catch that Lohan actually guest hosted last night on Chelsea Handler?
No.
Oh, that's her new job. Oh, yeah, she went to rehab for 26 minutes because that's going to cure you.
Yeah, that's it.
Huh.
All right,
there
so
you have it.
Barbara.
I forgot who I was.
Nobody local. Nobody local.
Oh.
Because Aaron likes to pick it alone.
Like, you can't put Dion Brown on that at all. Like, he'll get mad.
Mm. I don't know who I would replace there. I'll say Kenny Rogers.
Oh, good one. Now, do you think it'll be from natural causes or plastic surgery?
Yes.
No, wait, but his face will live on, but his body will just give up. Got it. Kenny Rogers. You got to know when to fold him.
He's a roaster. I just want to put his occupation down.
Like, what?
For the younger generation.
Kenny Rogers roaster. Also look up the song The Gambler.
Yeah.
Casual the movie? Racist look, and a roaster.
Don't take your love to town.
Ruby.
Ruby.
Now, I fucking love Kenny Rogers. I
do.
Speaking of no arms and no legs, Ruby is a paralyzed whore in that story. In case you've never been to karaoke and suffered through that shit.
But, really?
Yeah. Either Ruby has no arms and no legs or he was killed in the war. Somebody is suffering in that song.
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, go look
well,
up the
Well, it's a
lyrics.
Country song, so it could be. Is there a truck or a dog involved?
Yes.
Okay.
And one of them runs one, the other one over, and they
now,
end up incapacitated.
Do they have anything to do with cough drops?
Yes.
Because if there's menthol...
Before I sing, I always like to have a cough drop to open everything up.
Yeah. Don't drop it on the floor.
It's a good idea. And don't wrap it in chocolate.
No.
Then the dog's going to shit all over and then kill himself running into the wall.
I would take a Halls wrapped in bacon dipped in chocolate, though. That'd be good.
Well,
wouldn't that be good?
No.
It's called Epic. Anybody who watched the horrible...
A cherry Halls.
Don't like cherry. Don't like cherry. Has to be the original.
Yeah, no. Once I lost mine, I gave all of
them. That long ago? Just the one?
So it's called epicsomething.com, and it's a cooking show. It's online. Big fat guys and one skinny hot guy. They were the guests on...
Age for Beauty.
Exactly. They were the guests on I'll Drink.
I'm going to make a drink.
On the Shark Talk Show yesterday, they made
the
handmade...
Shark Talk Show?
I don't know what it's called. It's called like Shark After Dark. It is called Shark. That's what it's called.
It's
Shark
called...
After Dark Live. That's what it's called.
On the Discovery Channel?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
they're
shit.
Trying to do a Watch What Happens Live, Talking Dead. But they made, and I don't know what this has to do
I
with
it
sharks.
Was the Walking Dead.
That no, but afterwards is the Talking Dead. Because they're
oh,
all
I didn't know.
The show that I've never seen, I'm pointing at him like you made it, is the what's the show on Bravo?
What Happens Live.
That's what everybody's trying to do. Everyone's because that for some reason has huge ratings.
It's only lightning because
it's
I'm the
Andy
only
Cohn.
Person that doesn't watch it.
I mean, he's that whole thing is fantastic.
He gets people to talk shit, yeah. And there's a little bit of booze involved,
right? And they do that. They have
that's
somebody
why
making
we wanted
shots.
The bartender,
right. Like, so we're all even we're trying to ape it, and I've never even seen the motherfucker.
Totally.
And I have cable.
That was an error.
Because Tanner, I make enough money to pay for a massage.
what?
Oh, but he canceled HBO, so it really doesn't count.
Clayton says he has cable.
I know. It doesn't count.
Not breath mints.
Yeah.
Or a mirror. I'm going to get him good while he's in the other room.
Oh. You flipped off.
I don't speak sign language, but I knew what that meant.
Yeah. I'm well versed in what you're saying.
That's fantastic.
So anyways, they made candied bacon and they made they cooked the bacon sideways. Like they lined it up in the pan and then they smothered it in chocolate.
Good God.
Oh my God. And I was like, oh, I want to taste that.
Yeah.
Chocolate and bacon. Where are you going to go wrong? And then it had something else in it. Like.
Did you ever have that bacon sundae at fucking Denny's?
It had cinnamon in it.
I heard
it.
It was on
like Donkey Kong with that thing.
Oh.
No.
Snickerdoodles.
Oh.
Bacon yes. Bloody Mary at Maisie's.
I've only had one
because I went into heart failure during it. So delicious. They make it with bacon vodka and they put bacon in the drink.
Oh, nice.
How do you go wrong?
You can't. I don't think you can.
I can't fight the feeling anymore.
Now, speaking of bacon and things that I see on TV, has anybody seen the bacon cooking thing that you put the bacon in like, you know, in like strips and it's all set up right and the bacon is suspended from the bottom part of the pan. So when you cook it in the microwave, cause that's safe, when you cook in the microwave, all of the grease falls to the bottom. So you wind up, what are you left with? Wonderful, healthy bacon.
But if you're going to eat bacon, why do you want it healthy?
No, but the fact that they use the word healthy.
Right.
I was laughing at that.
Now, was this on the same channel as those glasses?
Yes.
The commercial following the Zoomies.
Okay.
And if you order now, you'll get a second one for free. Just pay processing and handling.
Yeah, like, right.
PNH. Zoomies?
Zoomies.
He bought them.
But you missed that part of the show earlier? I bought Zoomies.
Was it today?
No.
Oh, okay.
Over 30 days ago because my return policy is expired.
Oh, we have a new suggestion from the chat room. I hate to interrupt, but I'm going to go with Agent
4
Beauty.
Oh, I see that.
Menthol cop drops off the booty.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, but that's only available in Okinawa.
All right.
Donnie, sorry.
I really have heard that.
Donnie, you're coming home in December. Can you bring a cop drop with you?
It's a real eye-opener over there, Donnie.
Clayton, why did you get these? I'm looking at the picture and I know.
It's Maxine. No. Isn't it Maxine from the shoebox? What's it called?
Why?
Hallmark shoebox collection.
There's a valid reason as to why.
Not.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Again, I was thinking of my mom. My mom sits on the back porch of her house and she watches hand gliders off of North Mountain.
Watch the whole video where they can't find the birds. And then imagine he thinks his mother of that way. Just.
I was like, your mom is so nice. And your mom went to Bruno Mars with you when no one else would.
You've got a friend.
Because it'd be so warm and fuzzy.
Fuck you, people. No, but I thought it would be nice for her. And then the other side of that coin was...
Bruno Mars or the glasses?
No, the glasses. I work on so many circuit boards that are very close proximity and their stuff is very tiny. And I solder a lot of circuit boards. And I thought, well, if they really magnify that well, because I have magnifying glasses and those cheater glasses to magnify shit.
So he got the free pair.
And I thought, for example, if these really work, and I got them on and I got them at the house, I couldn't see across the living room to read a label that I could read without them on. They're horrible.
Did you order them late at night after a night out?
No, I think it was just on a Saturday afternoon. I think it was sober and everything. I really think it was.
I'm serious. I looked at and I've included a link.
The shark vacuum. I almost ordered drunk.
I've included a link in the chat room. But just looking at the page.
You know, you are so good at the computer that you're coming back because you are firing those links. Because Tyler always wondered, because all we do is put stuff on Facebook and Tyler's not on Facebook.
Yeah.
I have no idea how to do it.
Oh, by the way, I also bought for Buddy early, but we didn't get him in here. I also bought the wax vac, the ear vacuum.
Oh, I know. It sits at home and I'm terrified
You're
of it.
Me throw up.
No, I bought them all and I gave them out. We were supposed to do some sort of a user for a couple weeks and we're going to do a review. We've never done the review, but I gave Buddy his.
I'm terrified.
Lady Christian and I worked together this weekend and she told me. I shouldn't speak for her, but she said
we should get her ass in
here. The other night or the other day, a package arrived in the mail, and she had evidently ordered a greatest hits of the 80s and 90s slow jams collection that came, and she didn't realize where it came from until she checked her credit card, and she had ordered it at 2:42
awesome.
On a Monday morning.
I'm gonna make. I'm making a note to call Lady Christian tomorrow to get a copy.
You have no idea how to get back out. Back in the day, how many cassette tapes that I had?
Columbia like, House is still looking for me.
Yeah. Right?
Those
bastards. I don't
remember what it was. Like,
I taped two quarters and never sent them another fucking dime.
Columbia. Oh.
I wonder why they went out of business.
The 6 weeks that I waited in 1978 Fantastic. For my first set of Columbia House.
12 records and tapes for a penny.
12 records for a penny.
Yep.
And my mailman seriously almost had a cease and desist on me. He was like, enough. I
really?
Will tell you when a giant package arrives with 12 albums.
Because you kept running
albums.
Out, mailman!
Oh, it had Carly Simon's Greatest Hits in it. It had Blondie.
See, I was old before my time because I loved Carly Simon like for as long as I can remember.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You've got
I
a friend.
I was it. And I
Either
accidentally ordered
Fuck you.
Like Gilbert Sullivan.
You're so vain
know,
as
I,
a...
And you know, she's never only one.
Anticipation is good, yeah.
Mine's, yeah.
Coming around again.
Oh, I listened to that today.
That's right.
And Let the River Run.
Let the River Run.
Let the River Run.
Yes.
Okay, now, I just thought of something. Now, Tanner has made a comment in the chat room, and I already know this. Tanner has made a comment that he has a table. He does. He has a massage.
Boring the shit out of him?
No, he's loving it.
Okay, good.
Hi, Tanner. He has a massage table. He's ready to go. We'll come.
Where does it say that? I don't see
this. It says, well, on my screen, it's about the seventh one down. Tanner, I'll have the table ready. He's got a table.
Yeah.
He's got a massage table.
Do you see it? I don't see it.
I saw it.
Anyway, it's on my screen. It's right on both of them. Anyway, what I'm thinking we should do is maybe have Tanner in studio with the table.
And no.
Somebody gets a massage while we're on the air.
Out in the hallway, maybe.
Yeah, not on the air.
Studio A, over there. We'll do it over there.
Oh, so today I got nostalgic for the ocean because during Shark Week I decided I want to go.
Don't you start.
Every week I want to go to South Africa. What? What I missed?
You said you get nostalgic for the ocean, and I didn't want her to start in.
Oh, Billy Ocean?
Yeah.
Get out of my fucking dreams.
European queen.
Caribbean
queen.
Get out of my dreams.
Oh, he recorded it separately?
Yeah. It's really called European Queen, and when they came to America, it didn't make any sense, so they had to change it to Caribbean Queen.
It sounds like Pussy LaHoot on a Sunday night. Like, when she comes, never mind. I've actually seen her wet herself
over
on the stage. European queen, sorry, or like some a piss queen.
Sorry. My other favorite one, because a lot of times.
By the way, don't ever start sentences.
Do not put your phone number on the chat room.
I know all these people; they already have my phone number.
Almost aren't.
Yeah. So plus, I want a massage. So a lot of the albums that Tim and I would buy, we would go to Toronto and go record shopping, so they were different. Like the Burning Up and Armadonna album is very guitar-based. It's not synthesizers.
She does it live now, by the way.
Yeah, I have European Queen, not Caribbean Queen, because I bought Billy Ocean's album in Canada. And the other one is Tina Turner, Private Dancer. Mm. They can't say American Express in Canada and Britain because it's copyrighted, so they have to say a few pounds British sterling will do nicely, thank you. So
no
that's what
shit.
I have on my record. A few pounds British sterling will do nicely, thank
I've
you.
I've never heard that.
So there was a lot of different stuff that we bought. Cher's album with Walking in Memphis, the British Canadian version is completely different, and I had to go back to Toronto because someone stole it. Someone heard it and was like, ooh, that's much better. And I'm like, yeah. And then they fucked me and stole it while I was passed out and post-coital.
No.
Were you wearing this jacket?
Too small for him. Too small.
Not in that time.
Well.
We have pictures of him in a jean jacket.
How rude.
I have it at home.
Oh, yeah, I do.
I don't doubt that.
I remember when I thought jean shorts were still going to work. And I remember standing at the store looking at jean shorts and going, oh, no. When did that happen? When did they all become camel toe finders?
2012 was a different time. No one blames you.
What a terrible, terrible day that was.
It's funny.
Week.
Year.
decade. Anyway.
No, that was stonewash. Are you wearing stonewash? No, that's not stonewash.
No, that's not
that's
stonewash.
That's just faded. Just beautifully faded.
Well, like, I didn't intend to ever wear it again. And B,
I'm happy to have it. I'm freezing still.
I know.
Yeah, the fact that you were cold riding your bike.
It should have never come
here
out of the evidence locker.
Well, I wasn't going to give her my good. I have a good windbreaker from Disney. I wasn't going to let her wear because I might never see it again.
I never hear that phrase anymore. I'm fucked up. All right. Don't we have a segment?
We do. Well, in just minutes, we're going to have another one. But I figured, Barbara, now I just want to give you the opportunity to, if there's something you'd like to discuss or chat about that we've not touched on that you'd like to.
You've had a piece of spinach stuck in your...
No, that's that you. Was me. You started at my house going, oh, shit, I have spinach in my teeth.
I did. Uh-huh. No, I have nothing to talk about.
And I will admit, you did that to the mirror that
don't
I have in my workshop.
Don't even know
I'm here. I have a mirror
oh,
in my
zoomies.
Workshop.
She's wearing the zoomies.
Those are not. You just look like Ray. You look like Ray Charles or, well, if you were darker, you'd be Charlie Pride. Maybe you're Terry Gibbs.
Nope. Terry Gibbs. Somebody's
knocking. Should I let him in?
Nope.
You don't even know.
I don't have any idea who these are.
I don't either because they were over there on the table. There's another pair over here.
Mm. Is this a radio show or an eating contest?
Both. We have throw her those. Give her those.
I'm not that proud. I'm not putting those on.
Somebody left them in the studio.
They're cute.
Yeah. All right, so are we going to talk about A-Rod? Because that's the only thing from sports. And I think
no,
it's
let's do our sports segment.
God, what a dick.
Seriously, he's a douche.
Is there sports theme music?
We do, actually. Would you like? Yeah. Hang on. I'll do it.
And I'll look up something about A-Rod because I'm fascinated by this story.
I'm not sure if one of you are going to try to talk over this, but we'll do it this way.
A-Rod's a douche!
Sports! That's all.
That's it?
Still got 20 seconds.
Suspended for 211 games, which will cost him about $37 million. The other 12 players were suspended for 50, but they're still going to continue playing. And Yankee Stadium broke out in boos that were led like they were cheering. I think that's the whole story,
I heard it sounded like a jet engine. They were booing so bad. They were
Douche. But he fucked Madonna, so he's ahead of us.
He's still hot. I mean, I'm not going to take that away from him.
His dick didn't fall off either.
And we're going to say the same thing about Aaron Hernandez. I'd hit it. You know what I mean? I'll go to the same prison for a little while.
In those red shorts.
Oh, yeah. He was packing. Let's just
say. You see it, Clayton?
I was playing Murder, She Wrote with those shorts for a little while.
You know they all wear cups, right? Just saying.
No.
Not when they come grab you out of the house.
Not when they arrest you out of the bathroom. Oh, you've never seen Aaron Hernandez in the red shorts?
Well, stand by him. I'm looking around.
And he's like jiggling.
Is
like
it A-A-R-O-N?
Yeah. Just put in murderer.
Oh, it came right up.
Hot murderer, red shorts.
Aaron Hernandez, red shorts. Let's see what happens. Oh, actually, there's actually a title for it already.
I bet that's registered.
Yeah.
Oh, stand by.
If you can get a picture of him walking.
Video, yes.
Oh, that thing is swinging. And Barbara was kind enough to share, like, all the hung men.
Barbara was kind?
Yeah. Recently, once. She shared a link on our page of like the 12 most hung actors in Hollywood.
Just bulges, it said.
Yeah, and seriously, if Casino Royale did not make you sit up and eat more, like just like when he walked out of the water in that bathing suit and you saw that bulge.
So though you have very bad limited internet at your house, you do post things like that.
Well, no, he just posted it right here.
Oh, just here. Okay, good.
No, but I mean, my phone coverage is really the issue, not so much the internet at home. Yeah. But it's terrible. It is literally that commercial with the dead zone.
That's a bad.
They tell people not to move in.
That's a bad angle. I got to go for another video.
Just watch him walk. Video, all you got to see is video of him walking.
His perp walk.
It didn't work.
Yeah, he did a perp walk with red shorts, no panties, hands behind back, just jumping. It was,
maybe it's a different angle.
That was a leaping lizards moment for me. Okay, so Ellis Rodriguez and 12 other major and minor leaguers were suspended Monday, but it's the New York Yankees third baseman who will be playing the remainder of the season. He was banned through all of the 2014 season and what was supposed to be the rest of this season, but he's appealing it so he gets to play anyways, and they made such a big fucking deal out of this for 3 days on the news that they were going to get him, and they're going to get him, and they're going to get him, but now we're going to let him play.
Well, they are going to. I mean, the fucking union.
Right, but my – and I think
– and as liberal as I am and as – like, I have a few problems with some unions, but
– yeah. Like when your union is keeping the wrong people in.
Right. Yeah.
And the other thing is, but smarten up, baseball commissioner, whoever you
change
are.
Change the rules.
No, but suspend ceiling? Him yeah. the day the season ends. Make the suspension effective then, and then he's not playing. So his appeal happens when he shouldn't be playing. Yeah. So you don't have like the New York Yank. And the New York, that's a thing.
He's a dick.
He's
and
a dick.
He has no grace and no respect for the game. And mm-hmm. I'm not even into it. But I know that it's a hallowed tradition and it means a lot to a lot of people. And to, like, he just,
He just peed all over it.
He really
did. He left the stupidest paper trail. He's another one, like Aaron Hernandez, where the cop was saying, this wasn't really tough to catch him because
we have
he's
you on video.
Really dumb.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And this was another thing. Like, this guy was such a douche. I mean, he's not, I mean, he's no Derek Jeter.
Yeah,
he's not beloved to that level.
They think he can get
level,
away
but,
with everything.
Right. And enough that he left a paper trail that... I'm sorry, but a fucktard could find.
Like, they have a signed receipt from Acme Drugs.
Yeah, exactly. He went full on Roadrunner on
from
this
the
one.
Coyote.
God. Right.
If the coyote catches you.
Yeah.
Oh, Katie June's in the chat room. Hi, Katie June.
Hi, Katie.
Oh, Katie. Hi, baby.
Just
oh,
in time for sports.
Katie, yeah. We bomb sports. Katie, let us know if the Mercury won any time recently.
So
anytime.
They're doing a bobblehead night with
with Aaron. Or was her name Aaron? No, no.
Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner. Yeah. Brittany Griner.
Oh, yeah. She's that tough looking bitch, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we saw her in person at the Palomar?
Yeah,
Palomar
yeah.
Hotel.
And she was coming out of the, ducking out of the elevator. Good God, she is fucking tall. One huge thing I thought, we were talking about the Olympics earlier and the idea of, you know, in Russia, blah, blah, blah. Now, the Summer Olympics, which we loved last year. Missy Franklin,
yep.
Who's mm-hmm. phenomenal.
Wonderkid, if you will.
Yes. Won a record 6 gold medals at the World Swimming Championships in Barcelona. So, like, she's on pace for really doing some
great
stuff.
And she's so young.
Stuff.
What is she now, 18? Is she 18 now?
I believe so, yes. 18. She owns the most world titles by a female swimmer with 9. She just really is amazing.
And help up that Carly Rae, whatever her name is, song stay in the charts
Jepsen?
For 4 more weeks.
Right, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, call
yeah.
me maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. She got a couple more weeks out of that single.
So anyway, she's pretty fantastic. That was, I thought, a pretty big story.
Also in sports news, OJ Simpson
applied for his.
He got parole.
He got paroled, but unfortunately, his sentences are concurrent.
Yeah, we got you on this still.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
right.
You're gonna be there. He's got like 4 more. They said 4 more years at least. And by you know what I mean, like I don't know. He's not gonna be as knife wieldy when he gets out.
Well, his arthritis is gonna it's gonna slow down his stabbing.
Yeah, right.
He, right. I mean, he's still gonna hate her, but he's not gonna. Yeah. He won't have the same conviction when he chases her.
Oh, and it says Magic Johnson still. Oh, never mind.
What?
I misread it. Okay, I'll drink to self-editing.
Well, I think back to the A-Rod thing, the fact that none of this is new.
Mm-mm.
And that's the thing that pisses me off, because you have Mark McGuire, you have Sammy Sosa with, you know, doing the bat. What was he doing?
He had like a corked
cork,
bat.
Yep, he corked his
Who
bat.
Who knew? I knew sports.
Nicely done. And,
I've corked
you know,
my bat a few times, ladies and gentlemen.
But
looking at John Hamm's
bulge.
But
it's amazing to me that much of this stuff isn't new, but they don't do anything about it. They make a huge fucking deal out of it.
I can't believe that they haven't banned all these people for life.
Right.
Isn't Pete Rose the only one with a – I think it's Pete Rose the only person that has a – a lifetime suspension and kept
right.
out of the
Hall of Fame.
Right. And these
of
people,
gambling.
And yeah, gambling. Not
gambling.
Not performance enhancing
drugs.
An
honest player.
Right. Mark McGuire is
like,
holds
but they honor
a record.
Those people's records. They honor those records right. still. Like there's
Absolutely.
An asterisk by it, but.
Sorry. For most home run or most home runs, whatever it was,
yeah, I think
with McGuire.
One of you shouldn't have the record.
No, you shouldn't at all. And it's this was just handled. I mean, from top to bottom, so badly.
Right.
And this they're saying like this is the next generation of users sure. with whatever their new doping technique is that like it makes the Mark McGuires and Sammy Sosa's look like complete rank amateurs.
Oh, yeah.
But then they're saying that the other 12, like, and no one turned them in. I guess the guy that helped either McGuire or Sosa get drugs. He went to jail because he wouldn't incriminate whichever one it was. I can't remember. I think it was Sammy Sosa. He refused to incriminate Sammy Sosa, so he went to jail for obstruction of justice for not testifying. All they had to do with A-Rod's doctor was say, have you seen Oz? I'll sign. I don't want to get raped.
Well, speaking of, like...
He turned in A-Rod so fast.
But speaking of, like, that strange stuff, Aaron Hernandez, one of the guys that... Like they're trying to break him. He is like kind of a kept boy for Aaron Hernandez. He lives in an apartment that Aaron Hernandez rented for him and is very discreet. And so I'm almost wondering if there's a story there.
A story there. And what I also heard was they're like hitmen.
I'll look it up right now.
Well, right, and the other thing is, like, is it, like, he's my boy toy, and I like to pound it a little bit in case I ever go to prison, so I'm ready?
Have you read that?
Or
about him?
Yes, yes. Or is it a hitman, because there's that secret apartment that they found, and then they found out that the guy lived there.
And mm-hmm. he pays him a certain amount of money per month and keeps him on lockdown.
Yeah, so they said, like, is he a hired hitman, because this is not his first murder.
Or is he hired ass?
Right, right.
Or is he practicing for his first time on Oz? And for Katie, Orange is the New Black. I still don't get what.
Okay, so it's Aaron funny. Has gotten.
Have you
into
read the book?
No.
No, I haven't, but I've seen the interview with her. I just.
Aaron
tone,
just started, I think, yesterday, the day before.
The tone of the
can't.
Show is so bizarre that every episode ends, and I'm watching it slowly because I don't want to OD on it because I'm trying to wrap my mind around. It's really well written. It's and like I saw an article today that talked about like this is like every woman actress that ever needed a job.
Right.
It's all females. No one's playing stereotypical. Like really interesting writing, but the tone shifts. Like we're watching Smash.
Okay.
Like you're in a comedy. You're in a drama. You're in this. You're in that.
What's it say? Read it. What
no,
it says.
I'm just a picture. No,
it's just
so
fuckable.
Beautiful.
Oh no, I'm not fighting you on that. I thought you were going more for the story about the kept boy and what that was.
It's very
interesting. Or no?
There's dirty sex. It's prisoner cell block H with pussy. Okay. I mean, and sure. Wild Eye. Sure. There's a character named Wild Eye who I don't know if you're far enough into seeing Wild Eye.
I haven't seen it. Oh, Aaron just started it.
Like you. I just don't know. Like, am I supposed to be laughing? Am I supposed to be enjoying a drama? I just don't know what tone I'm looking for.
Okay.
But I'm like every episode that ends, I'm like, okay, there we go.
But like they found Aaron's clothes at this guy's house.
Right.
That kind of stuff. Like, I don't know, it's a little
just so everybody's clear, when I'm talking Aaron, I mean my partner. Because right. I've just realized all that was
very we're all talking
unclear.
About somebody
Aaron Hernandez, yeah.
Right.
Very unclear.
You're hitting the nice school teacher. We're trying to get in bed with the serial murderer.
You're hitting Aaron Henderson, not Hernandez. Right.
And I'm an Aaron because of the violence of the topic.
Well.
We're not really hitting her.
No. And I right.
A little poke and tickle, ladies and gentlemen.
I have an E R I N, whereas you guys have
Aaron Gobrau.
That's correct. You guys have the double A.
Somebody just yelled at me.
I was just yelled at.
Okay, well, it's come to the time where I think we go to our next segment of our lovely little show on the, what is it, the end of our third hour? Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. I will.
Katie did have an HRC event tonight. She was raising money for the gays.
Yeah, good for her.
I met a gay recently.
How many?
When do we get our cut on that?
We don't.
I'm so tired of everybody raising money for the gay community, and I don't get a fucking dollar.
One's
mine.
To interject.
Yes, ma'am.
I want my Kat,
can you put a condom on Kat, for you that?
Acres no. and a mule.
Safety first.
Kat Carlson.
Yes, what about
had, her? Remember when we came back from New Kids on the Block, and there was that picture of that, well, not tiny lady.
Yes,
that had I love Dick
right.
on the back.
The German version. Dichen or something. Right.
Yeah. Well, apparently, Kat could not handle that. And she was like, there has to be something more. So she looked it up, and it means I love you. It's this D-I-C-H, and mm-hmm. it means I love you, apparently. I still think our way is better.
It's more fun, sure.
It's way more fun. But she said it's
I have a
an
what?
H.
Weren't you
here?
Oh, you weren't here.
Okay. I'll just show you the picture.
That's right.
Oh, okay. And I want to make it clear to all listeners that honestly,
sorry.
I was in a drug-induced or alcohol coma. New Kids on the Block, I got nothing. Like, not one thing.
Sorry. Well,
Katie wasn't believing me the day that I was telling her. I'm like, nothing.
Katie, don't stop believing.
I don't really know who they are. Like, I know there's a Wahlberg in there somewhere. That's about all I got.
Okay, 9:35, the middle of hour three. We've got about 25 more minutes left to go in the show, and we will kick off with this next segment. I can't even talk for some reason. Our next segment is called Thoughtful Vulgarity.
And now, Thoughtful Vulgarity, where we, in the studio, try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
Well, our question is, what do you do when your boyfriend, you thought he said, I love dick?
Well, I've looked it up.
And then when you Google it, you're like, oh, he said he loves me.
It's gay blog with a porn slant.
Oh.
Rantings of a 22-year-old student with sex on his mind, love in his heart, and time to play at being naughty. There's also a band called Ich liebe Dick. But what it means is I love you in German.
Okay, yeah. Dick means...
But this is apparently D-I-C-H.
Oh, that, okay, okay. So
this supposedly, and I was
all right,
like,
so it's poor spelling.
I don't buy it. I think it's poor tattooing. Like,
the tattoo says, live your life, where you apostrophe R-E.
It's close enough that when you're that far away and she keeps moving.
Well, she looks like a billboard.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. Because when she went like this.
Fat before kinda... kindness.
Well, just saying, Zal. Good God. That was something.
I remember, I told,
we're going to have a real question here at some point. I'm not sure.
No, I told everybody that Pussy LaHoot had a white power tattoo on her stomach.
To help her in prison?
I mean, her white
power
flower?
But what it actually
flower?
Says, when you open all the folds, it actually says, White House Power and Electric.
You're Westinghouse. Jesus.
That's not right.
Yeah, it's not funny.
Ich liebe dich auch means I love you too.
Ausch is what I would have said if she had fallen on me.
Yeah.
Ausch.
Ausch.
Somewhere in this, we're going to find a real
yes.
question.
Okay. All right. We're going to start with Minerva over here.
That's my new name today.
Minerva, the pride of the plains. Oh, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. This is that blog.
Oh, ich liebe her.
We got 20 minutes
What the
left.
Hell did my question go?
I don't know.
It'll Okay. Wait. Okay. I'm going to just try to remember it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, there it is. Aside from the Stephen Sondheim song, Melissa, what is the difference between living... Etheridge, Manchester, pick your Melissa.
Somebody.
Pick what is the difference between living and being alive? Mm. Oh, ich lieben. That.
Actually enjoying yourself.
Not someone negative, to hold me too close.
I told you, we're not allowed to go there. It's too easy.
My bad.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Being alive is Terry Schiavo.
There
not
you go.
Anymore,
right.
But no.
Right.
Seven or eight years
sadly.
Ago.
Sadly, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're just saying because all you are is alive.
But
I mean,
whatever parts are on the bed.
Table. Mm-hmm. whatever's left under the 90.
Bob.
Bit by bit.
Piece by piece.
Yeah.
Slowly I turned. Well, I was going to turn.
Slowly I turned into a nub.
But I'm missing the joints.
Yeah. I mean, truly, I think that's what it is. Like, you know, if... Like, I had my little Facebook post about driving back and the things, the little things that kind of irritate me. And one of them, like, there was this bitch in line when I had gone in to get the windshield wipers. And I seriously think that it wasn't the glass half full or half empty. I think she seriously, just to be able to bitch about it, took the glass and went, well, God damn it, now I don't have a glass. Now, well, that's wrong, too.
Wait, I missed something.
And
what?
Yeah. So the idea of people, like, that's, to me, not living. You know, to...
Oh, constantly find something to get.
Yeah, constantly finding something that, you know, that is wrong.
Maybe, maybe that's her only way of communicating with people. That's her only interaction with
but
people.
But who is the her in
maybe
the story? That's what I
missed. It was somebody
Aaron.
As I was driving. No.
Hello?
It was as I was driving back.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. In the windshield wiper story.
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right.
I'd like to give a shout out and hello to France, who is now on board.
Hi, France.
Oh, bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Mm-hmm.
Champagne.
But, you know, when... But to be able to enjoy things and see the beauty in things and excuse my beauty, age before beauty, as it were.
Speaking of excuse my beauty, go ahead.
Oh, you're kidding me. Somebody named Ernie Hernandez just requested me on Facebook. Swear to God.
That's awesome.
That's funny as shit.
I enjoy that.
Aaron Hernandez?
No, Ernie Hernandez.
Oh.
We have 37 mutual friends.
That's
wow,
awesome.
Wow, she's busy.
Is it the old pride guy?
No, not Ernie Mendoza.
Oh, Mendoza. My bad.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what I would say. Like, if you're just you can't enjoy something and everything is just
beauty no more.
Then I would say that that's not living.
Barbara?
No.
Oh yeah, I agree.
Age before beauty.
No, I mean, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, and somebody gave me the blues about spending as much as I spent to see Madonna in concert last time. I'm like, you know what?
Fire that person immediately.
I fucking do things I don't want to do. I go places I don't want to be. I deal with people I'd rather stab in the eye. Guess what?
You can leave at any time.
I took his knife on the way out.
Okay. Guess what? It's so I can go afford see Madonna.
To go Madonna. Right.
Yeah. Sure. It's so I can... Yeah. So,
sure.
No. So you can enjoy.
So you
yourself.
Can live.
Eternal right. youth is worth a little suffering. Yeah.
I mean, if I was just going to live on welfare, I would do that, and I could be alive.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing things that you enjoy.
And you're a hard worker. I can tell.
But I'm going to concur with you on the same thing. I mean, if you're literally just your heart's beating and you're breathing, okay, you're alive. And I mean, you at the restaurant understand. There's the technical. You're alive. Got you there. Right. But if you're not doing anything you enjoy, and you're not taking your time to spend with friends doing a radio show on a Tuesday night, or you're not meeting for brunch on a Sunday with, you know, and having 3 hours of wonderful conversation, no, you're not alive at all. There are moments when I'm like, you think about, Jesus, do I do anything else with my schedule other than, you know, it's so slotted and so this, but I'm like, and my mom reminds me, she's like, yeah, but that's what you like to do. That's your world. You like having that. My schedule is always full of something to do. I have my mm-hmm. downtime here and there, and I do. You know, and sometimes I actually feel guilty because I'm going to sit in my recliner and I'm going to watch a show, or I'm going to do something, and I feel weird because I've done it. But
stop that now. I can't. Yeah. I can't stress enough. You got to stop feeling guilty for just relaxing,
going and living.
But I get it.
Yeah,
I completely get it.
Yeah, just doing things you enjoy doing. I think that's an easy question. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if you feel differently about that. I can't imagine how sad your life is.
Correct.
A recent example was me working too much. Like that was. It wasn't living. I was making a living, but then I was like, I can't keep working this much. Like, I have to like go back to like doing things with people and like having a social life, not just work, go to bed, and enjoy a paycheck.
Because what are you working for?
Right.
But if you enjoy what you're doing, because there was in the last month or so, I mean, there was a lot of work, for instance, on Ernie's house, you know. Aaron.
I like that you actually use you're not using her.
Well, because I'm looking at him.
Yeah, just so I know who she's
talking
about.
I'm looking at him. I call her him.
Aaron. He's going to go back to the guy with the big dick.
Exactly. I know exactly where this one will go. But I mean,
Marianne's got a point.
But I thought it was Minerva or something.
Oh, Minerva. But, the pride of the plains.
Yeah. But I really, you know, I enjoyed doing it. It was hard work and it didn't kind of stop. And it was like, dear God, when is this? But I enjoyed doing it because it was for a reason, and there was, I don't know.
And a few years ago.
It's constant, but you're like, okay.
I was talking to someone about things that I absolutely can't stand to do, and I was kind of mocking her for the fact that she likes mowing the lawn, that she wouldn't give that up.
Stop talking about Clayton, he's right there.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry. So hard to see in that shirt.
Age before beauty.
So
fuck you.
So she says to me, she's like, you know what? She's like, my life is stressful. She's like, I really don't like my job. She's like, my kids are a hassle, and the husband's got the flu or whatever that line is from Cats in the Cradle. Okay. She's like, I like to throw on a pair of headphones and go mow the lawn because no one will bug me when I'm mowing the lawn because there's a chance I might ask them to do it.
Right.
She's like, so I get the whole lawn mowing time with my headphones on to listen to what I want to, and no one fights with me or argues with me or asks me for anything else. It's a big lawn, so it's a big lot of time.
I was going to say, and then they went and bought a bigger lawn.
That is the best justification I've ever heard for a stupid task, but no one's going to come and be like, can I do that for you?
Right.
But I would wholeheartedly agree with that. Not just because of the lawn, but I've spent so much time, if at all possible, just to have a radio or not on in my shop, doing something mindless, like working on some little toy or a piece of equipment. Nobody bothers me. Nobody else wants to come and work on it with me.
Right.
It is my time. It's my time to do that. More often than not, I have music or something on, but it's nice to just have that. I'm in my shop, in my space. Nobody's going to fuck with my tools or my stuff. It's my world. It's. I guess it would be almost akin to, you know, when you're at your house, you're just your music and your computer, and you're doing maybe house chores.
Oh, mine is washing the dishes. I love to wash dishes.
Right. Bring me all your
dirty dishes. Let me look out the kitchen window with some music playing, and I'm delighted.
Very similar. It's similar how I am. Yeah.
I like that.
Follow up question, Mr. Perkins. I'm assuming there's something else.
Oh, of course there is.
Or Barbara. Now, maybe we should. Barbara, do you have a poignant question you might like to ask the panel?
No.
Jesus Christ. Pulling teeth.
In the future, you have to tell me to come with those things.
No.
I just came with a headline and I got yelled at for using it.
No.
It was a great headline.
It was.
Well, I got to see pictures
Your
of
it. Timing was impeccable.
Of Aaron Hernandez in red shorts. I'm not upset about that.
Look, I'm not upset. It's worth the time. I treat yourself.
All right. Let's go. Let's go all Rosie O'Donnell on this one because I love this question.
Barbara Streisand in Broadway?
Yeah. I'll take Broadway for 500. Isn't one person's terrorist another person's freedom fighter?
I agree 100%. And that opinion does not make a lot of friends, by the way.
No, didn't make Rosie any. She left that day.
And like when I compare Christians to those people, that really blows people up. I got into it with somebody on Facebook recently because they were talking about baptisms, and I'm like, really? You think that's cool to just make a kid have a covenant with God? Why don't you let the kid decide that? You give the kid to God? It's no.
It's just a nice way to waterboard.
It is. I'll tell you, nothing Nazi pig. That's what the kid's first words are.
But yeah, I think so.
Oh, I'm going to agree with you, Richard, and I'm going to sing. You're probably on the same page.
I do. I mean, and we're going through it in Egypt. Yeah. Like,
they believe in it so much they're willing to kill themselves for it.
Right.
Whereas opposed to this crazy lady from the American Concerned Values people, she's as much as she's willing to do for what she believes in is sit here and talk on the radio.
Right. And put a yellow ribbon on her car. That's as far as she'll go.
The least she can do.
Right. That's what I was going to was like a Westboro kind of thing.
Right.
You know, and that's why I was kind of like.
And that's where I went with it too, but I have to agree that they are. There's the other six people that they're protesting for. That's their freedom. Like
that's
they think they're.
That's why I was stuck because I'm like, does anybody really believe? It? Yeah,
those people don't know
because
any
they don't know any better.
And they were they were brought up in a world that this is what you do. And
they were raised by terrorists. I mean, honestly, when it comes to like Westboro Church or
a varied level of terrorists.
It's not like some David Koresh.
I don't even want to qualify it. I think that is terrorism. Like those people that bomb abortion clinics and shoot doctors, that's just a terrorist.
Oh, no, I agree. But
they're ballsier than people
but
who will
But they bring
only
their four-year-olds.
People, that, like I said, that's still ballsier than someone who will only press a like button
or change their default
picture to an equal sign. That I got into. I got into that a couple months ago, too.
But that's the difference between being a terrorist and just being, like, a follower. Like, if you're really a terrorist, versus freedom fighter, you got to be willing to do something
but they don't know they're,
above and beyond.
But they don't know they're crazy. They don't know they're terrorists.
Right. In the Westboro people don't know they're causing terror to anyone else. They think they're just spreading light and joy.
And they're trying to save you.
And they're trying to save you. Like, to them, there's no terror involved. So that's just interesting. And now as we... And I say this about Egypt because I think it's so interesting that we don't know what to do. We're not Egyptian. It's not our country. It's not our religion. It's
not our culture.
All
none
we
of that,
can do is stand back. And like John McCain today was like, it's a coup. Well, of course it's a fucking coup, you retard.
That's another one.
His
old roommate just died this week. Did you read that?
Oh, really? Butt buddy?
No. His celly from Vietnam.
Oh, Cindy McCain was in the movie theater next to us. They're making a big brouhaha outside the theater. But I mean, for John McCain to go on and say that when the military took over and ousted the president, it's a coup. Right. Of course, we knew it was a coup 2 weeks ago, but we can't give them money if we call it a coup. So no one's calling it a coup.
Sure.
So could you not call it a coup, you dumbass? Oh, he's a fucking
coot.
Okay,
yo coot. Well played.
I like this question. What is intelligence?
Living and not just being alive.
And I'll give you a backup question. Like, is there a difference between, like, is there really book smarts and street smarts?
Absolutely.
Of course there is.
Positively.
Yeah.
So what makes someone, like, if you think someone is intelligent, what is it about them that makes them intelligent?
Their sense of humor, to be honest with you. That's a big deal for me. But, and I'm not talking about dating. I just mean in general.
Oh, Ernie's not funny?
She's
hilarious.
Yeah, she's very
good,
funny.
Good. I was worried about where
she's been on the show. You might remember.
Yeah.
I don't know. Never met her.
Yes.
Thoughtfulness, I think, it makes somebody intelligent.
I think intelligence is using your life experience and other people's life experience to keep from doing the same stupid stuff over and over.
And I kind of mean that with the thoughtfulness. I mean, like, not... Yeah. I mean, not... not hurting people with stuff that... I mean, if you already know that stuff is going to hurt... things are going to hurt people. Not doing that.
But is that intelligence? Now I got to write down my thoughts.
Well, but wait. Isn't do you define intelligence as a learned behavior?
Right, that's what I'm asking you to define.
Oh, okay. I thought there was already a clinical definition.
No. Like, what do you consider? Like, if you think someone is an intelligent person, what is it about them?
Me.
Yeah, what is it about them that makes you think, oh, that's an intelligent person?
Do you want me to go?
Yeah.
The three words that
radio,
I
radio. Someone should go.
No. I just didn't want to step on her toes. Okay. I thought she was waiting for something.
I've been driving for three days.
The first three words that came to mind was perception, insight, and analysis. So, I would say that it is a learned thing. So if you learn something and you figure it out and you, like, I have a mechanical ability. I don't know how I got it, but I have the ability to, I can take stuff apart. I can do things that I know other people can't do it. And I don't understand how people can't understand those things, but they don't. And then that's fine. I have to accept it. But I look at, like, the insight of, if somebody may not be book smart, I had my mother's father, very intelligent man, but I don't even know if he did sixth or ninth grade. I don't know what he did, but he had such insight. He had such, when he would think about things or he would analyze something, just the process in which he went through to get from point A to point B to figure something out was amazing to me. And I do the same thing. I will go through something 100 times in my head before I ever act on it. In most cases, sometimes there are impulsive things that we do that are crazy, but like in regards to this, I don't know how you know all the shit you know, aside from you watch. I mean, I love documentaries, but you read a lot, and I don't read. I've never been a reader. But I would put you in this. I think you're intelligent, but you're also book smart because you went to school. You know all kinds of shit I'll never know. But I would put you in that category of intelligent. But you also factor in, because of the life that you've led and what you've been through, you also have street smarts. You pay attention to aspects of things that I don't ever see. I don't, like, you were joking about the fact that Jason Carlton, when you worked at BS, he knew everybody's car, what year it was, what they did. But no, but you realized, you know, he always wears that shirt, or he always smokes that, or he always does that, or he always says that. You pick up on so many different things with people.
And I think everybody does. I think everybody remembers people a different way or sees things a different way.
Sure.
Right. So to me, I'd say intelligence is more on those lines of perception, insight, how you look at things. And not just because you read it in a book and you know it because somebody else told you. If you figured it out on your own, I'd rather you tell me something that you learned on your own rather than you just saying, well, the book says you have to do it this way.
And I would agree, because to me, there's book smart and then there's intelligent people. There's people that can just spew out information but have no idea how to use it practically.
How to apply it.
How to apply it. And I have a dear friend that was trying to prepare himself for like a big interview. And I was like, oh my God, you are so smart, but you can't apply one thing you know.
Sure.
And like flashcards with words. And he would be like, I hope not. What's that line from Clueless? I hope not sporadically. You know what I mean? Like all of a sudden, like he learned one word, so he's got to fit it into every sentence. And it's no, it's not time for a $20 word.
You can't use it that way, right.
But I would say, like, someone who can take... Go ahead.
I'm just going... Tanner in the chat room says, evolving is intelligent. And that's... I think it's the same thing that I was saying. But I agree. As long as you can evolve and adapt, and you can realize the changes in your world, if you will, I think that obviously shows intellect.
And you have to be fluid. I say this all the time. Every situation, everything you're doing, everything is fluid. Like, you have to be able to move and bend and turn and get around whatever is in front of you.
Yet still be able to stay yourself. Stay hooked to your own morals. Sure. Barbara, you've been rather quiet within this question.
I answered first.
Oh, yeah. But it was such a short answer.
I was letting you, because I got yelled at last.
Okay, so my follow-up question, because Marnie brought it up, and this is honest. So little self-reflection. We have five minutes. Are you able to stop doing the same thing over and over? And how do you draw the line? When do you recognize a pattern?
When I see it in somebody else's eyes.
Oh, good. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Like when somebody says, look what you've done.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Or hear it in somebody else's voice. Absolutely. That's done.
Yeah, sometimes it does take that outside. I can see that.
Yeah. And when do you draw the line in, like, and I know you have a relationship where you eventually had to be like, all right, this is fucking,
fucking
done.
Right, yeah. Right.
Like, what is it that makes
when
you finally say,
when you see it maybe in your own eyes, you know, not to just keep overuse that, but I mean, when you look up and you're like, wow, yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah.
That's just... Yeah, look at you. You keep beating yourself in the head. That's dumb.
I always joke that I, on that same thing, that I can make the same mistake over and over and over. But for me, it usually only takes me to see one person make that mistake. And I go, oh, my God, what an idiot you look like.
Right.
And then I realize, okay.
Oh, I just did that. Right. You're like, you say, sure. To yourself, oh, I just did it.
Sure.
And then you realize how it looks. Like, I have to see it from an outside point of view. But I always ascribe that to being a Gemini, because they always say Geminis are always participants and observers at the same time.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
The twins.
Well, the Gemini, I mean, yeah, because you're the dual personality.
I can't do the Libra, but I get along well with the Geminis because of that duality.
Right.
Cece, if we could just explore that duality.
Duality, yeah. Darling. It's very good.
So how about you, Clay?
There's been a few times in my life when I've done something or I've known that I've done or handled a situation a certain way and that I have literally, similar to what you said, clearly that's why we're all friends, because we do see things similar. Then I'll see somebody else do it.
Not
and
like Barbara, though.
And I'll be,
I consider you guys coworkers.
Yeah.
Unpaid.
But I will see.
Someone that I used to know.
I'll see somebody do something and I'll be like, I'll generally be quiet about it in my like, oh, I did it that way once, and I see how bad it turned out for me. And then it just reminds me to not do something a certain way again. But I think part of it is a couple of times, not many times in my life have I had somebody like put a mirror in front of me and be like, "Okay, you've done this four times."
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because that's a pattern.
And horrible and fist fight producing.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, you're like, "Well, I'm never going to speak to that person again because they're an evil cunt." But they may have been right.
Right. Yeah. Well, and after once, it's a pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Now, obviously, we're
the second boyfriend that looks exactly the same as the last one.
Absolutely. If I were with another one like I was earlier.
Now, we're applying this to something that is a repeated bad thing, not good.
Right.
Because I think all the good things we do that we keep repeating and doing successfully, those are fine.
Right.
These are only bad things, I'm assuming you're applying this to.
No. And that's what I mean about stop, because that's the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting the same result, expecting a different result.
You ain't got much time.
I would. Mine is the combination.
Well, thank you, though.
Thank you. The combination of someone saying, "That's fucked up," like again, another one, and I'm okay. And then the other thing is, I have these moments of clarity, and I've had like six or seven of them in the last 10 years, where it's just like I stood somewhere and said, "That's all I have to say about that."
And you're done. You can walk away.
So you pull like a Forrest Gump.
Yeah, and it really...
Running. I mean, and then being like...
Yep, that's the end of that. And I've done it with so many different things that I used to really enjoy. And I was like... And I say it about drag. Like, everything I had to say about drag, I got to say.
Right.
And I could put it away. Like, I loved it. I had fun with it. And then I was like, that's all I have to say.
Just like all the drag he has hidden in closets in his house.
Yeah. It's a really weird moment of clarity that I get every once in a while. That's all I have to say.
Sure.
There is that.
I love it.
Well, thank you all. Barbara, thank you for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Always a pleasure.
It was good to have me.
It's Marnie Ryer, Al Perkins. I'm Clayton McKee. Thank you for being with us.
You did your best.
I do what I can.
Right.
We'll be here again next Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, 7 to 10 every week. But we always like to leave you with a comforting and thoughtful phrase. Well, it's just become our tagline. We will. No, not that. We will.
See you next Tuesday!
You've been listening to The Show on Hugh Talk America.